I have to find a way to stifle him and not let him get going.
Absolutely. And you know, when you mention a name like Hunter Pearsall, we followed West Point for three games this season so far. That's quite a benefit to his reputation. I'm interested to see if this plays out.
And I'm looking at the schedule here for Pennington High School. Their losses coming from Jacksonville High School, Susan Moore, which, wow, that's surprising right there. That's a close one.
Yeah.
28-21. Fultondale 6-35 against this team at home. Holly Pond's losses are Fultondale and Midfield, where Holly Pond got close with that midfield, 30-36, while Fultondale, kind of similar what had Pennington had, 6-23 over on that one. That one was, I think, in Fultondale. Yes, it was.
I believe so.
As I got that right here. And, again, some things to look at in the region, Fultondale and Midfield are leading that.
Yeah.
We've got a 4-0 Fultondale in the region. Midfield 3-0 right behind them, Pennington 2-1, Holly Pond 2-2, Vinemont. Now, I don't want to get crazy with my alma mater, but Vinemont, 2-2 right there. Or
right.
1-2.
Right.
And they play Locust Fork, your alma mater tonight.
Absolutely. It should be a good game, but even though they are my alma mater, you know, Vinemont should not struggle against that team. I don't believe.
And, I mean, a win tonight against Locust Fork would be 2-2.
Yep.
And that would pit them right either tied with Holly Pond, depending on how they go. I think it actually would put them ahead of Holly Pond if Holly Pond were to lose tonight.
I think so.
So, you know, that's an interesting factor. We'll talk about more of those later on in the season because we don't have those what-ifs and yet. Because the only solid path to the playoffs right now is a Holly Pond win tonight.
Absolutely.
And that could mean Pennington could get back in, but they have to look at the schedule and see how that goes. Vinemont, I believe, will play Holly Pond on October 26th. Pennington faces them October 19th, so that'd be next week.
Sure.
And I think we're going to have a pretty good matchup here tonight from Bluntsville. And, Chris, you brought your son here tonight.
I did.
You brought Charlie along. So, in his first radio interview here.
That's right. My son Charlie is here with me. He's 6 years old, goes to school here at Pennington. We've developed a lot of ties here in Bluntsville. We've kind of set down roots here, and this is our home now. So, Charlie, I'm going to ask you, who do you think is going to win tonight? Do you think Holly Pond, or do you think the Pennington Tigers?
Pennington Tigers.
The Pennington Tigers. Is it going to be a close game, or is it going to be a blowout for Pennington?
It's going to be a really blowout for Pennington.
Editorial comment, I think he's biased.
Maybe just a little bit.
Maybe just a little bit, but he is my son. That means he might be an expert. We don't know yet.
That's right. Charlie's showing a lot of pride. He's got this headset on and got a Pennington Tigers jersey and some war paint. Really showing big support for his school. Now, Charlie, how old are you?
6 years old.
6 years old. And all 6 of those years you've been rooting for Pennington? All right. I'm sure they're glad to have you as a representative for them. And I'm glad you got to stop by in the studio this evening.
Glad you got to hang out with us.
Thank you.
You have fun tonight, man.
Glad to see everybody getting involved. Maybe even everybody getting a taste for what this radio game's all about.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely,
the three of us,
Josh,
got started in a very similar fashion. Maybe not quite that young, but the desire and the enjoyment on his face is something I see in all of us when we climb into the studio. So I'm glad he got to visit.
You know. This year is the first year he's really been around football.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to let him play just yet. He's not quite old enough yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's been helping out with one of the local teams that I was doing some coaching on. And today he got to ride in the homecoming
that's cool.
Parade on one of the floats. And you would have thought that it was Christmas time, you know, and he was opening up presents underneath the tree.
That's awesome.
Well, he did say it is homecoming, and on this homecoming night here in Bluntsville on the campus of J.B. Pennington High School, which freshly refurbished high school. I was looking at pictures of the other day when I was making my calls down here to get this game scheduled, but really nice what they've done after that fire really bounced back there.
Absolutely.
Some light cloud cover. If you look outside here, we have a camera.
We do.
We do have a camera on Facebook Live. That's a bonus feature for you people tuning in there.
That's right.
Light cloud cover with a temperature of 61. It is fall here in Alabama. When the ball is kicked at kickoff, dipping down to 57 when this is all said and done. Finally, fall weather again here in the state. More coming up on the games tonight. We'll get you some matchups that will be happening tonight as well. And our starting lineups and work from Coach Bates here in a little bit. as Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here from Pennington High School on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Dylan Deamer for Friday Night Live here with Coach Mike Bates of the Holly Pond Broncos. Coach, what do you think the key of success has been for your team so far this season?
Well, we've played really well on defense, I think. Our offensive line is as good as we've had since I've been there. They're not very big, but they're real aggressive, get off the ball well. So I think those two things have probably added to most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from J.B. Pennington High School here in Blountsville, Alabama. It's homecoming here for the Tigers as the Broncos are in town, just driving down Highway 55. As that's the way I came in tonight. I came through Holly Pond and made a little stop there at the Jet Pep right there, yep. You know, the home base, yep, of the gas station just down the road there.
I didn't think about that. We did. We visited both hometowns, or at least I did, on the way through as well. And
I'm sure I'll be following the bus on my way back, so I'll be taking 278 home or something.
There you go. There you go. You should just rode on the bus.
Just rode the bus there.
Taking a microphone with you and got some of the camaraderie. Right, maybe right. Maybe a victory bus ride. Maybe a lost bus ride. We'll find out here in a little bit.
We will. And sorry about that interview with Coach Bates. I remember what he said, but for some reason we got cut short there. But
yeah.
Something going on with our technology there, but we apologize to him if he's listening back to this later on, maybe to see how it sounded. Sorry about that.
Probably so. He's probably always listening.
Good man.
To our
good man to talk to. I have fun meeting him every time he's we're covering the Broncos. So
that's right. We've made a lot of friends through this.
We
and,
have,
and I've really enjoyed it. Not being a Coleman native by birth, but just by necessity of work, I've really made a lot of friends, including the men in the booth tonight. I don't know if we've gone through introducing ourselves or not. I don't know if you included that on your.
We have.
We have.
Well, we
good.
Can go reintroduce. It's never hurts to reintroduce ourselves. I'm Dylan Deamert.
Josh Lawler.
And Christopher Greer.
So.
And this is your Friday Night Live crew, and we'll be your crew for the remainder of the season into the playoffs.
Well, Dylan, you wanna go ahead and go through some starting lineups?
It's time for starting lineups here, presented by Cyber Broadband.
That's right. That's right. Glad to have those sponsors. If you're interested in sponsoring one of these broadcasts or any of our broadcasts, please contact studio at live95coleman.com, and you'll get your name on this list, as you'll hear throughout the rest of the broadcast. But the offensive starting lineup for the Pennington Tigers. Number one, Noah Allison. Number two, Cade Timmerman. Number seven, Cole Littleton. Number 21, Sheldon Blythe. Number 54, Colton Smith. Number 55, Caleb Arnold. And that is all of the offensive starting lineup. Dylan, if you'd like to go through your
I've got Holly Pond. Right, you want to go with the?
Bounce back.
We'll bounce back there. Hey, for the Holly Pond Broncos visiting team tonight, you're starting running back number 5, Jeremiah Holmes. At tight end number 7, Tyler Boatwright. Look to see him dangerous on the field tonight. Starting quarterback for the Broncos is Kyler Chaney, number 12. Seen him a lot last season into the playoffs. And we're going to see him a lot again tonight. He has been on fire this season so far. Alex Cornelio, number 18. I don't have him listed as position on offense. I've just got defensive end on defense there. Tyler Simmons, running back. Jacob Ring at line, as well as Riley Gillen, number 52. And Isaac Swager, number 59. He's at guard. And then again on the back here, Colin Leathers, number 68, offensive line, as well as Colin Caulfield, number 79. Two players coach told us to look out for as well. And now for the starting defense here for the J.B. Pennington Tigers.
Yes, on defense we have number 3, Jackson Bullard. Number 6, David Blackston. Number 10, Christian Cassidy. Number 11, Matthew Smith. Number 13, Matthew Frost. Number 16, John Williams. And on the back here we have number 61, Dylan Pennin. Number 62, Austin Tidmore. Number 66, Talon Lee. And number 68, Reuben Atwood. Oh, and also number 76, Sean Watson.
And that's your starting defense for the Pennington Tigers tonight. Now your starting defense for the visiting Holly Pond Broncos. At cornerback, Isaac Ludwig, number 2. At cornerback as well, my favorite name to pronounce on this team, Rip McBee, number 4. Stellar player out there for the Broncos. Jeremiah Holmes, defensive back. Brody Roll, defensive back. He's also the backup quarterback, so if it's a blowout, we'll see him tonight. And we've got Alex Cornelio at defensive end. Jordan McCormick, left back. Levi Buttright as well, number 34. 42, Andy Garcia. 50, Jacob Ring. Isaac Swager as well at guard. And Colin Caulfield will be rounding up your defensive starters for the Holly Pond Broncos. And we will take a quick break as Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit from homecoming here at J.B. Pennington.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent
Cullman Appliance
Radio.
Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Cullman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at CullmanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Pennington High School. As it's time to get started here on the field, we've got our starting lineups as well. Just already got through with that. And now the victory line set up for both teams. We've got the Pennington side right in front of us. If you're tuning in on Facebook, you can see that live right here in front of you.
That's right. Your own cameraman, Josh Lawler, working on the angles. So if at some point I get caught up in the excitement and forget to turn your camera, I apologize, but yell at me on the Facebook comments, and I will move it swiftly. Jay has prepared a large stick to tap me on the shoulder in case that comes through. But we're going to do our best. And if thanks to those sponsors, we've been able to work through this, so a special thanks to them. And a thanks also to the Pennington Tigers faculty and staff and athletic director out here for providing us a space in their press box tonight, and all the considerations that these schools have taken to allow your local Coleman radio station to broadcast such events live.
They have been so welcoming, which honestly every school that we've dealt with this year has just welcomed us with open arms. Josh, I'm going to put a word in with management to try to get you a raise. I mean, if you're doing camera work and calling the game, I mean, that's wearing two hats. I think you should get a step up.
I think so. You know what? I'll second that motion for my raise.
He's no longer joshing around. He's joshing for business now.
Joshing for business. That's right. And you know what? That show doesn't have a sponsor Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in case anybody else is looking around. But Jay's giving me a weird look now, even as I beg you for money. But it looks like Holly Pond's players have now found their way to the end of the field. So I've turned the camera if you're following on Facebook Live.
Well, we've got the captains. That way. We've got the captains here at the 50.
That's right.
I see quarterback Kyler Chaney. I believe it's 52, Riley Gillen.
It's to the left of your screen in case you're watching.
68 for Holly Pond is, and I had him right here, Colin Leathers. And to his right is Jeb Bryan, if I've got that correct, number 51.
Looks like the captains for Pennington will be number 2, Cade Timmerman, wide receiver. Number 3, Jackson Bullard, linebacker. Number 15, Austin Hyatt, wide receiver. And number 62, that would be Austin Tidmore, defensive end.
As they're meeting midfield and shaking hands now, we will bring you some updates from around the county very shortly, as we don't have any updates yet, but we can get you some matchups, tell you what's going on. Vimont at Locust Fork. Coleman, I believe, on the road. Are they at home? I'm not sure about that. We'll get back to you on that one. But your captain's meeting midfield. The coin flip about to happen here. Pennington in their blue and gold numbering letter on the jersey there with the Missouri Tigers-style logo there.
Very pretty uniforms for Pennington.
Kind of reminds me of the L.A. Rams in a way.
A little bit, yeah. You could see that, Dylan. And meanwhile, the Holly Pond Broncos are going to be wearing the Kelly green and white road jerseys. Green helmets, white jerseys with green numbers.
All right. Down at midfield, looks like we got something, some action, as we'll see what we got, what's decision, as it'll look our way. And
Pennington has won the toss, and they have elected to receive.
All right. So Pennington will start out with the ball. That means Holly Pond will get it in the second half to begin it, as captains meet up midfield and go back to the respective sidelines, get ready to come out here. Like, thank you, everybody, for tuning in, both on radio, on Facebook Live, on the TuneIn Radio app. We are broadcasting live from Pennington High School, just down the road from Holly Pond, as this is a rivalry game, not to mention a 3A Region 5 matchup that means playoff implications all day.
Well, it's honestly, we talked about it earlier, the team that wins tonight is not definitely in the playoffs.
No.
But they're a long way towards punching their ticket to postseason play.
That's right. That's
right. The Broncos are out on the field, marching out to their sideline with a nice flag there carried by a lone flag carrier. You usually see like a group of people with that, but
budget cuts, Dylan. Budget cuts.
That's precisely what it is here, gentlemen. But in all seriousness, with the playoff berth that we're talking about here, both of these teams respectively are probably what, 2 wins away here from making the playoff berth. I think this is probably one of the easier teams on the schedule for both teams. I think you capitalize on this one tonight, no matter who you're rooting for here. You capitalize on this one tonight, and then you look to pick one more off and squeeze in a spot in the playoffs.
Well, and something else there, Josh. Even though Pennington has the worst record at 3-3,
yeah,
they have a better record in the region at 2-1.
Right, right.
So their road might be a little bit easier. They knock off Holly Pond tonight, and they're not definitely in, but they're way closer to it.
But if you do compare their region loss, Susan Moore was their region loss, I believe, if that's correct. Susan Moore should be in the region. If not, they're in 3A as well. But That was their big region loss, not to mention Fultondale. So actually, it was Fultondale.
And they still
corrected
have
there.
They still have midfield coming up.
And respectively,
midfield is going to be tough.
You know, I'm a cynic. I'm a realist. More than likely, you can count midfield as a loss. Right, midfield and Fultondale, as strong as they are, because they're at the top of these records. I don't know what we did with that sheet of paper, but they're at the top of those. I know Fultondale's got 4 wins. Yeah, midfield has yet to lose a conference game as well. So you punt those two.
Whoa, it's going to be an onside
here.
Kick.
An onside with a just absolute bunched up formation there for the Broncos as both teams on the field now. Pennington came out with American flags in hand. And a big show for homecoming tonight as Holly Pond starts it out with an onside kick. Will be recovered by
that. That took everyone by surprise, Dylan.
That's right.
They didn't spread out. They were still in the huddle, and they just kicked it, catching everyone in the stadium, us included, by surprise.
That's right. I was still talking about conferences.
A bunch of magicians out there for the Broncos tonight.
And they're getting right to it.
As kickoff has begun, as quarterback out here, as hands off to the running back. Let me get your...
That's going to be Sheldon Blythe. He's met in the backfield by a host of Holly Pond Broncos. Loses about 4 yards on the carry around the left end, Dylan.
As that was so fast, we didn't even know what's going on. Quarterback Noah Allison hands off again, like you said, to Blythe, and got tackled up in the backfield. As we've got the roster now in front... I've got that roster now in front of me. As Allison gets a snap, he's going to throw it out to number 6 there. It's David Blackston. And he'll be tackled around the 42.
He's going to make it close to the original line of scrimmage. Pennington likes to play this up-tempo. They're going to spread the ball around. They're going to hit some dink and dunk short passes. But the offense, to me, revolves around Sheldon Blythe. If you get that young man going, it's going to be a hard time to stop them tonight.
So now a third and about 12 here to go as quarterback's going to run to his left. He's going to air it out. He's got a man downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for John Williams.
That was a very dangerous throw there, Josh.
It was. The coverage was really tight. It's so tight there for a second. I wasn't sure if we weren't going to see a flag come onto the field just because there was a little bit of pushing, but from both sides, and I think that's a fair call. This early in the game, refs kind of want to see how this is going to develop, make sure it's not going to be an aggregated game.
Interesting formation on punt. They're spread across the entire field. It's 4th and 10. Pennington lines up in a punt formation.
That's Allison again back
bad
there.
Snap.
And he's going to send it up again. Another quarterback that also punts for his team. Interesting to see again. We saw this a lot of teams we've seen so far. West Point does it with Ryland Jones.
And, it's really a really good idea because in high school football, it teaches you not to really count anything 100%. What you're looking at, you've really got to read it more than just the formation on the field, right?
So on their opening drive, Pennington could not get nothing done, so they punted, and now we'll see Kyler Chaney and company out here for the Broncos.
Talk about a fast 4 downs.
Right.
I don't think Holly Pond forced them to run that hard. You know, Pennington just wanted it to move that quick.
The pedal was definitely to the floor on that entire series.
Chaney's going to fake the handoff. No, he's going to hand off, and that's going to go up to his back there. I believe that's number 27, Tyler Simmons, on the carry.
A lot of fire in Pennington right now.
Oh, yeah.
You see these guys are moving. Now, Chris, we're going to have to take everything you say with a grain of salt tonight.
Well,
as you're wearing blue and gold.
I am wearing blue and gold, and I'm proud of it. And, you know, I am definitely going to be a Pennington homer tonight.
All right.
I'm not going to deny that one bit.
Okay, so we're going to leave Dylan in the middle, and I'll root for Holly Pond.
That works.
2nd and 7 here for the Broncos as they're going to hand off to Simmons again.
That was a quick trap off the left side. There was nothing there. A tackle made by number 62 for Pennington. That was Austin Tidmore. Good play. He jammed up that gap, Dylan. Nowhere to go for the Holly Pond Broncos.
Correct that run for Jeremiah Holmes instead. 3rd down and a little bit here to go for the Broncos. This should be an easy conversion here. As for whom the bell tolls plays here at the stadium, as Kyler Chaney keeps it, goes to the sideline and tries to fight for a 1st down. Could he get it?
Let's see where the spot's at.
As he rolled to his right and tried to go right to the pylon there. As they're picking the stick back up now to see where the ball's going to be placed. And it looks like it's going to be 1/2 yard short.
He got the corner for a moment, Dylan, and I thought he had a shot to pick up the first down. You might see Holly Pond go for it here.
They're placing it short, about a yard now. We could see Holly Pond go for it here. As they've got a pretty good stadium here at stadium atmosphere here at Pennington High School. Again, homecoming tonight.
That's right, the percussion.
Oh. Quarterback sneak.
As Cheney keeps it, and could he get the first down?
That's Let's see. Enough.
He picked it up.
He's got it.
Oh, wait.
First down. Whoa.
Line judge is indicating something else.
It could be Pennington's first down here. We don't know yet.
I believe that's what line judge is indicating.
No, he picked it up. They're moving the chains now.
Okay, so they will move the chains, and wow. It will be a Holly Pond first down.
Yeah. The judge on the far side over there, that Holly Pond side, was doing this, you know, waving in the other direction.
As they may have saw it differently as handoff to Holmes up the middle there.
Interesting to see if that'll make a big change when we reach halftime.
Trap. That was a trap play off the left tackle. The tackle, again, made by number 62, Austin Tidmore. Second time we've called that young man's name just on this possession. Both these teams are playing up tempo. They're not slowing down at all.
Not at all. We'll see that a lot from Holly Pond and both sides from Pennington. They've got to play similar styles and very fast teams. We will see as Cheney with the snap. He's going to throw this time. He's got a man. It's caught there at about the end. It comes loose. And Pennington has it. Pennington is all over that one as it's a fumble on the pass recovery by the Broncos as he was going down near the 45. Ball came loose at the 46, and Pennington picks it up. It will start from the 46.
I think that was Luke Cassidy that picked that up, the linebacker, unless I'm mistaken.
Big,
good hit.
Big turnover for Pennington there. And that's exactly what you want to swing. Holly Pond hadn't even made it to the 50-yard line, and the Tigers have already got the ball back.
So it'll be Tiger football working from the left to the right as you listen, as we'll see Noah Allison come back out here as he puts his team all over the field here. It scrambles them just like scrambling some Jets. Holly Pond can't keep up with them as he hands off to his running back and up the middle there. He'll get past the original line of scrimmage and down at the 45.
About a gain of three there. And really, I feel like they've already established, Pennington that is, has already established kind of this hit pass. And they've got a quarterback and an offensive line that's giving that quarterback so much time. But they've got a quarterback that can lob them down the fields. They're on their 45 in inches here. At any time, you can expect to see a touchdown from one deep.
As Sheldon Blythe on the carry, the last play, he checks out for his team. As Allison is met by Holly Pond defenders, and they're going to drag him back. And he will be ruled down by the whistle by the referees.
That's going to be about a 3, maybe 4 yard loss there, Josh. Tackle made by number 7, Tyler Boatwright. It looked like they were running an option to the near side. And Boatwright read it perfectly, lowered the boom on the quarterback.
Yep. The quarterback fakes that pitch there. He should have gone with it because Holly Pond defender just stuck it to him. And that's a poor spot of the ball. That's about a 6-yard loss. Oh, a little move on the defensive there.
Jackson Bullard checks in as Van Maine Malone comes out as quarterback in motion. He's got to keep it himself, and he will get down to the original line of scrimmage. Fourth down coming up, maybe a gain of one there.
On the playbook, that's about a gain of 8. But on your set of downs, now we're looking at about a gain of 1.
Right.
That's not what you want to see as the punt team comes on the field for Pennington. And when you capitalize on a turnover like that, you want to see points on the board after that. If you're the defense, you want to see points on the board for your hard work.
Right.
It's just not going to play out for them this time.
Special teams units out here, Chris.
It was some excellent defensive plays there by Holly Pond. Again, a bad snap, almost blocked. That's the second punt we've seen.
Oh, what a punt.
Seen the Broncos get close to blocking.
I think they're going to spot that inside the 5.
It made contact with the ground at the 15, bounced out to the 5, rolled out of bounds there, so Holly Pond will take it from right there.
Good performance by Pennington's punter already. Hate to see the fact that he's gotten 2 shots at it. So far this quarter,
right.
But good for him.
So now a first down deep in their own territory tonight for the Broncos on this second drive of theirs tonight.
Broncos taking a little bit more time getting the line of scrimmage already. Maybe they're thinking about what's going on.
6:23 so far, no score from both teams as Broncos hand off there, and He'll be tackled around the original line there on a second down now approaching.
Looks about a gain of three or four there. Oh, very generous spot. That's about a five-yard gain.
Well, we do have a bad angle on that side of the field.
Let's credit it with
right
my
now.
Eyesight. Yeah, right. That's right. Good run from that young man. I'll give him that.
So, yeah, we do have a weird angle here. Second and five, 5:53 to play in the quarter as the ball is placed on the 10-yard line. This is the first quarter of Holly Pond at J.B. Pennington. Chaney in motion, hands off to his back there. That's Holmes, and he'll go right through the middle there for a gain of about two or three there.
He's just immediately met at the line of scrimmage there, Chris, and nothing really going on. Look to see him pass, and really this time they've got so much pressure being you know inside their own 10 or inside their own 15 rather. Expect them to go deep right here. I really see that. Maybe a play action and then way down the field.
On third and two here for the Broncos, ball is at the 13-yard line.
I'm going to guess 18 for Holly Pond right here. Nope.
As Chaney's going to keep it himself, and he gets the first down.
What a bold move.
You know, I'm seeing what this Holly Pond coach is doing. You know, he's Coach Bates. He's setting the run up. He's running up the middle. He's running up the middle. It picks up 2, 3, 4 yards. And then all of a sudden you pop it around the outside and you're picking up, you know, yardage in bunches, 7, 8 yards at a clip.
Good observation. The more that I spend gain experience in the high school side of things, the more I see that really depending on the alternative call is where you're making most of your yardage.
First down from the 16-yard line.
He's got a hole.
As he's up in the middle,
the jersey's going to pull him
down. Jeremiah Holmes, and he's down at the 40.
Wow.
As a big first down pickup for the Broncos tonight, as Jeremiah Holmes doing what he can to move his team up the field.
Big, big stat there for Holmes. As that 20-yard, maybe 20-plus yard run for him really alleviates a lot of pressure from Holly Pond. Look to see him get to the line of scrimmage and really start to get comfortable with their play calls from here.
At their own 41, the Holly Pond Broncos will take it as Kyler Chaney hands up back through the middle Holmes. There to Simmons. He stays on his feet, though, and he picks up the first down.
Wow. Took a big shot from the linebacker. Almost goes down, plants his hand, keeps his feet driving, picks up an additional 6 yards. You know, Dylan and Josh, going back to the play before, that long run right up the middle, they drug a Pennington defender who had him by the jersey for at least 10 yards.
Yes. And, you know, if they had not gotten the hand on that jersey and kept it on the jersey, that easily could have been a touchdown run.
Exactly.
And a gain of 10 yards there for the Broncos as Tyler Simmons goes up to the middle of the ball is at the 51 for the first time tonight inside Pennington territory. Number 14 in motion for the Broncos. Hands up to Holmes up to the middle and a first down again. Another gain of 10 yards. 30 consecutive yards for the Holly Pond Broncos.
I'm not sure if he picked up the first down. If he didn't, Dylan, he is right up against the chain. Looked like about a 9.5-yard gain. I'm going to tell you guys, if they can run up the middle like this, remember Hansville against West Point. If you can do this and establish your will on the line of scrimmage, there's no need to stop.
Yep, that's
just keep doing it.
That's a second and inches right there. But
very close. I don't know. My
it looks like the line judge
perception is a little bit wrong there.
On
but
top of the line of scrimmage.
As
there.
It'll be an easy first down through the middle there. It's Holmes again. They're going to trip him up at the 30. So this will be a first down. Very close on the last one. He's about at the 31, 30-yard line there for Pennington.
Looked like the Pennington defender was Luke Cassidy. He had that fumble on the last possession. That tackle possibly saved a touchdown because there was really nobody between him and the end zone.
No. And we've said that the last three plays, actually. That's
absolutely
the thing. It's been getting this crazy for Holly Pond. That's 40 consecutive yards or about 40 consecutive yards on every drive here for the Broncos. They go through the middle, and that'll be Tyler Simmons, and he'll be stopped there. Very easy stop for Pennington this time as, again, Holly Pond turning the gas on, going right through the middle, 40 consecutive yards on the last four drives.
Dylan Pinion made the tackle on that play. He just came in the ball game, shut that run down right up the middle.
And, you know, for Holly Pond, that's just a really simple formula. It's worked on this drive. So you go Holmes, you
as
go Simmons.
Chaney falls, and it will be a down maybe a yard behind the line of scrimmage. He got tripped up there when he was trying to go in motion to his right.
I believe the turf monster got him there, Dylan.
Credit the turf monster for that tackle on Kyler Chaney, as checking out his elbow to make sure he's okay after that one. He looks to be fine. He's going to get some instruction from the sideline. So a 3rd and 8 coming up for the Broncos. Ball is at the 28-yard line of Pennington.
Chris, you're back there nodding your head as a loud amount of noise coming from Pennington's side of the field.
That's right.
I don't know if you have anything to do with that or not.
No. This time I'm completely innocent, Josh. I did not bring the babuzulas,
yes.
Zazuzulas, whatever you call them.
Coach Bates is going to call a timeout here. We'll take one with them. Your score, 0-0, as the Pennington Tigers on homecoming night have not put up against the Broncos of Holly Pond. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As the Holly Pond Broncos come back to the field after calling a timeout here as a 3rd down and 8 to go from the 28-yard line of Pennington. As Chaney goes to the middle with Holmes.
Big stop by Pennington. Again, we've called this young man over and over, Austin Tidmore, number 62. Yo, there was a host of Pennington Tigers in on that play. Tidmore led to the charge, stopped them for a gain of what? 1 yard, Dylan, maybe two. It's going to bring up about 4th and 5.
They're going to say 2 up here, 4th and 6 from the board.
They're going for it.
As I would say, why not go for it on the 26-yard line, as they've had some good luck tonight. As Chaney in motion, he's got Pennington Tigers all over him. He's got to throw, do something with it. He stays on the ground, though, and he'll be knocked out of bounds, and it will be a turnover
on downs.
From about the Pennington 25.
You know, Pennington gave up yardage on that series. They gave up yards. They gave up first downs. But they bent, but they did not break. When they needed it on 4th and 5, they got the stop, put the ball back in the offense's hands.
As Chaney went to scramble, could not outrun the Tigers that were chasing him, and he had to force himself out of bounds there, and Holly Pond will turn the ball over, and Pennington will start from their own field. 15 seconds on the play clock here as Allison puts a man in motion, and he's got a handoff to his back, fakes the throw. Nobody is paying attention to him. He goes right through the middle, and that'll be a down there at about the, I'm going to say about the 38 there for Pennington.
One of the things that's so impressive about number 21, Sheldon Blythe, senior running back for Pennington, the way he moves the pile. Okay,
yeah.
The initial contact was about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
His leg drive added 6 to 7 yards onto that play, bringing up a very makeable 2nd and 2.
Well, yards after contact for this team so far for Blythe has been nice, and as well as for Holly Pond.
Holly Pond, definitely.
And he looks a lot like we mentioned, we said off the air, a lot like a running back from West Point. As Blythe gets the ball again, goes to the left side,
whoa,
and then he's going to knock a Bronco there after contact.
You know, I have to say, and I'm not saying it because I'm pulling for Pennington,
yeah,
but I am, but I love seeing a running back who knows he's going to take a hit and says,
you know what,
I'm going to give a little bit instead of just receiving.
It calls to the good old years of football, that's for sure. And
exactly,
that's one that you don't see a lot because everybody's made fame out of the juke move instead of the truck stick, if you will.
As he'll do it again, right through with Blythe, and gets to about the 41. A flag is down, though, at the 40.
Referees conversing.
It's probably going to be a hold.
Yep, that's exactly what they indicated. As they count off.
As they will walk up and
walk
place
off
the ball.
Walk off that run completely, and what a shame.
You know, one of the things that I've seen from this Pennington team this year,
yep,
they've got some skill, but
yep,
it also seems like they have some youth and inexperience And they do have a tendency sometimes to shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, and you know, if you're their coach, you're trying to harness this as we've got 13 seconds left on the clock here and counting down. If you're the coach here, you try to harness that that energy and maybe help with the mental mistakes.
As they will take a timeout with 3 seconds left, unless they're just going to stop the clock here. Maybe the clock shouldn't have been running.
It looks like some conversing between the referees here.
We've got a very live, very robust crowd here at Pennington tonight.
2 seconds, gets the snap off in time as the first quarter will end after this heave by the quarterback, and he nearly had it there as it was just ahead of him. David Blackson, the intended receiver for the Tigers, and that will end the first quarter. Still scoreless from Bluntsville as the Pennington Tigers have homecoming tonight, and it's been a thriller so far. And, guys, a thrilling first quarter, but still a stalemate on both sides.
Right. That's right. But, you know, it wasn't for a lack of trying. Holly Pond giving it all they've got right there, even with what looked to be just a Hail Mary pass. Just some streaks down the field, and they almost come up with it. That seems to be the repeating story for both sides this evening.
Well, they're going to run the ball up the middle. They're going to try to get the 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yep.
Then when they get you biting on the inside run, they're going to take a shot downfield or maybe try to get something on the outside.
Right, right. And, you know, Holly Pond's had some success with that. Like you mentioned earlier, the repetitive up the middle, and that's been successful. We've seen Holmes take that one for 20-plus yards right up the middle. But at the same time, quarterback keeper off the right-hand side gives them a full 10 yards when they needed it the most on a third down. And you know, those kind of calls, the third down within your own 15, by the way, quarterback's going to keep it on this one, has got to be intimidating. So I give it to Holly Pond's quarterback to keep that level head and make the play where he needed to make it.
Well, you know, Josh, it's like a chess match. Mm-hmm. You're trying to call plays to draw those linebackers up, and when you do, then you take your shot downfield.
Scores provided tonight by Coleman's Tribune Coleman Tribune Scoreboard providing our scores tonight. Tanner leading Addison 6-0. Muscle Shoals over Coleman 7-0. While Fairview over West Morgan 8-0. Good Hope over Haleyville 6-0. No score here from Bluntsville as Allison hands off to Jackson Bullard, and he'll be out near the 36. As they try to get back to the original line of scrimmage, it's a second and long after that penalty on the last play. Actually, a third and long there as that heave play. I forget about that one happening there, so it's there down now.
It's going to bring up a third down and 10. This is not what the Pennington Tigers want to play against.
Dora is leading West Point 6-0, and Josh, Locust Fork.
Already pointing at it, Dylan.
Locust Fork leading Vimont 6-0.
I didn't know if you called that one out and I'd zoned out or not. I wanted to make sure that you were not going to skip over that.
I had to save the best for last. Locust Fork over Vimont 6-0 in the first quarter.
This is going to be a good night.
Allison on third down. He's got pressure coming.
Wow.
He beats the Holly Pond defenders.
He's
there through the middle. He stays on his feet. First down and then some at the 40-yard line there.
Real proud of that one, Dylan. He jumping all around once he got up. But taking a slide, I think that's really important if you're a high school quarterback, if you're a college quarterback, especially if you're an NFL quarterback. You've got to learn to take those slides and take those slides early. We've seen guys games all season long where these quarterbacks will take keepers and lower their shoulder. Now, by all means, be a tough guy on the field. But, yeah, you're talking about most valuable player right there.
Right.
Absolutely. First down from the 40-yard line as he'll hand off to Blythe through the middle there. And he's going to be down at the 42.
They're going to give him 2 or 3 yards there. And really, that was just a tough fight through the defensive line there. They collapsed on top of him, but he still managed to gain a yard or two after that contact.
Scratch that at the 40 here for the Tigers as they're moving from right to left. As you listen, the second quarter underway with about 10 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the half.
Yep.
Allison with Blythe to his left.
Nope.
As he fakes the handoff to Blythe and goes to Cole Littleton, and he'll be tackled near the 35. Maybe the 37.
Excellent open field tackle by number 34, Levi Boatwright of the Holly Pond Broncos. He was out on an island all by himself. Perfect form tackle. If you're a coach, you cannot teach it any better than what he just did.
I agree. And, you know, this is where film is so important. It's because it's not just to point out kids' mistakes. It's to bring the film back and go, look, this play executed perfectly. You know, draw some circles on that board.
So now a third down and about 5 yards to go here at the 37 as they're going to hand off to number 10 there. I've got him as Luke Cassidy, and he gets a first down.
He has been busy tonight. He's recovered a fumble. He's made several stops. He was in on that play on fourth down where it turned over on downs, and he carried the ball that time for a first down to move the chain.
And have we said the name Jackson Timmerman tonight?
I don't know.
Not yet.
The announcement of the starters.
Making sure we've got an eighth grader on the roster here tonight.
Oh wow!
Made it to the varsity roster there as first down here. Hands off to Bly through the middle there, and about the 20 there.
Some pushing,
injured,
some shoving.
We've got an injured Tiger right here, number 50.
He got back on his feet.
He's back on his feet, but his finger must be jammed.
Yeah.
You know, Blythe lowered his shoulder on that one. Again, he's sort of like Mike Alstein. You know, if you remember him from the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he would punish you when he runs. He punished that young man, picked up 7 yards. And the reason that you love to see that is later in the game, in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, those defensive backs won't be quite so quick to come up and make a tackle.
No. No, absolutely.
Timeout called in the field. We'll take one with them. Your score is still scoreless here from J.B. Pennington High School as it's 8:57 left to go in the first half. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278 just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from William R. Sutton Stadium in Bluntsville on the campus of J.B. Pennington High School. You're tuned in to Friday Night Live's Game of the Week. The J.B. Pennington Tigers hosting the Holly Pond Broncos tonight on homecoming. As Pennington so far on a really good drive here as Allison hands off to Blythe. He goes to the left there. Could he break free? And he will go down near the sideline there as it will be a first down approaching. First and goal, I've got to think.
Looks like he got it down to about the 9-yard line, Dylan. That looks like it's where the spot is. It's going to be the 9 or the 10. It's going to be the 9. It's going to be first and goal from the 9.
As it will be, as he needs to get 9 yards to get to the end zone. So a first and goal now for the Tigers. As this left side is our Achilles heel up here in the booth, but as a handoff to Blythe, he goes to the right there. Could he be in? Again, Achilles heel.
Looks like he got it down to about the 5, maybe even 6-yard line. Something to keep in mind, Pennington has a very capable field goal unit.
Oh, really?
They do. They can put the ball through the uprights.
That's not something we've seen
in Coleman County for sure, yeah. But just across the county line here and down in Bluntsville in Blount County.
Somebody call Coach Saban. They could probably use a young man down
really
in Tuscaloosa.
As an Alabama fan, we need it.
So now second and goal now. As Allison's on the field here again, really good kicking unit here is a handoff to a back there, and he's going to be brought down and tattooed there by two Holly Pond defenders as he ran right into the other one and bounced back into the other.
Maybe picked up a yard there, Dylan. It's going to bring up about 3rd and 4, maybe 3rd and 5. You know, you have to think we're going to see a dose of Sheldon Blythe here. To me, you've got this young man who's moving the pile when he gets the ball. Put the ball in the senior's hands.
My player to look out for, though, is going to be Luke Cassidy, as he just checked into the game as well, and he went to the right of the quarterback as they put a man in motion there, and they'll hand off to Blythe, like you said, Chris, through the left, and No. He will not be in there for a touchdown.
It's going to be fourth down. Are we going to see them go for three?
As Cassidy comes to the sideline, as well as quarterback Allison, talk things over with their coaches. Cassidy will check out, as well as number 82 for Pennington. I've got Logan Smith.
Watch for number 12 going on the field.
Cade Timmerman comes back in.
No, they're going to go for it.
Pennington will go for it, but a whistle here.
It's going to be a timeout on the Holly Pond Broncos.
Holly Pond will take a timeout. We'll take one with them as you're still scoreless here from William R. Sutton Stadium in Bluntsville. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95, live from William R. Sutton Stadium here in Bluntsville. Some quick updates from around the county real quick. Addison now over Tanner 8-6, while Winston County leads Cold Springs 8-0. Coleman trails Muscle Shoals 7-0. Fairview leads West Morgan 8-0, as Good Hope leads Haleyville 13-0. Back to the field for Holly Pond at Bluntsville. As they'll throw, and it's caught! Touchdown, Tigers! Number 7, Cole Littleton.
You know, that's a really hard 4 yards to fight for there, but Pennington does it nonetheless.
Gutsy call definitely, by head coach Todd Cassidy. Going up 6-0 here at homecoming against the Holly Pond Broncos.
Homecoming, and the first to hit the scoreboard is Pennington, as confetti falls from the stands over here. I don't know if you guys can see that or not, but I'm seeing the student section or the band or something down there.
Well, before the game, I saw people handing out air horns.
Yep.
I saw people handing out confetti guns.
Nice.
So they were getting into it a little bit here.
Allison's kick is good for the point after there. Talk about that. Throws the touchdown pass and then goes for the point after that. That's an all-star player right there. As your score, 7-0. The Pennington Tigers strike first. Dora leading West Point 13-0, and Vimont still trailing Locust Fork 6-0.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad to hear that one. There's a little bit of bragging
rights within the
studio.
That one in quarter number 2.
Yeah.
You know, next week we'll be at my old alma mater.
We will.
So I'll be doing the same
Scratch
job.
Scratch that. We've got an update, not from Locust Fork, but from West Point, as Dora now 20-0.
What was the score on the Coleman game?
Coleman trailing 7-0 to Muscle Shoals.
Muscle Shoals, not an easy game.
Not at all.
No.
At all. So, but I still have faith in Coleman. Coleman might get up there and get close. Of course, Tommy Warhurst live from that one, so we'll expect some text messages coming from him.
As that one's still in quarter, no, it's in quarter number 2. Most games in Coleman County now in quarter number 2, except for a few. But good news from Good Hope is they're beating Haleyville right now 13-0 as a
big kick.
That's going to go in the end zone. That'll be a touchback as the Broncos will take them to 20.
Someone call Saban.
Hey, you know, all right.
We've got a young man who can kick the ball.
Can't veer too much on the college there. Ronnie and Jason will come and find us.
That's right.
If Jay doesn't get us first.
Yeah, we may run to Blount County to hide from them, but they'll find us.
The good news about that is I've got 26 acres right
there
up the
go.
Road.
There
if
you
they
go.
Can find us, good luck.
Good luck.
As we won't have any steak dinners for them.
No steak dinners here. We got to figure that out.
As Holly Pond takes over here and they hand off to Holmes. He goes to the left there and gets past the original line of scrimmage of about 2 yards gain there.
Big
second
hit.
And 8.
Big hit on the defense once again. Number 62, Austin Tidmore. How many tackles is this young man going to have in the first half? Seems like he's got about 8 already.
So now a 2nd and 8 here Broncos working from right to left as you listen. As I'm checking the comments out on the Facebook stream, I'll read some here in a little bit.
Good.
My favorite so far, Roll Pond Roll. As they go to the left there, it's number four for the Broncos. I don't think he got a gain of anything there. That's Rip McBee.
Rip McBee. What a name. A lot of interesting names on the roster tonight from both sides.
David Blackston on the tackle, number six. You know, it seems it might just be me, but it seems like this Pennington defense has kind of got a little bit more life. Maybe they got a breather. You know, that was a long drive, you know, on the scoring drive, but the defense has stiffened up. They've got them in a third down and long.
Yep.
From the pond, 21, it's third and nine. As the pressure is mounting on these Broncos, as Chaney's got to throw it. It's caught. He's got Tyler Boatwright, the tight end, for a first down.
Good pitch and catch. That was a slant route right across the middle. Number seven, Tyler Boatwright, he found the soft spot in the defense, settled down into it. The quarterback delivered perfect strike. First down, Holly Pond Broncos.
And a very important first down there. You know, you pretty much got your back against the wall. You're so far into your own territory that you really can't afford not to punt on the next down. You've got 9 yards on this one.
Chaney keeps it on the quarterback keeper this time. I think he's going to be tackled back for a loss of one there, though.
So you get more than a first down when you score something like that. You get
right.
you get off the pressure. Your quarterback kind of gets a little bit more confidence. Not that Holly Pond needed any more confidence in the quarterback position, because we've seen him make quarterback keepers for first downs. He's made, I think that's his second or third pass for a conversion there. Look to see Holly Pond answer back right here on this very drive.
Second and eight here for the Broncos as Chaney looks to throw, keeps it himself, and he's at midfield and gets the first down there.
Big hit.
Just as I was talking about, he was gaining a little bit of confidence, and we've seen it right there on that play. You know, the very first quarterback keeper he did, where he scored the first down for Holly Pond, was in last quarter. He gets out of bounds in a hurry. This time he lowers a shoulder. That's that confidence.
He did. Number 10, Luke Cassidy. We've been calling his name a lot tonight. He made a good hit there to bring the quarterback down and flushed out of the pocket by guess who? Number 62, Austin Tidmore.
You can hear that a lot.
As hands off to Simmons, and he'll be brought down at about the 46.
Yo, Holly Pond, I'm sorry, Dylan, go ahead.
Looked like he was going to break free there and stampede there, but brought down by some Tigers there, Chris.
You know, Dylan, I'm seeing Holly Pond likes that quick trap, that quick dive.
Yep.
You know, they've run it a lot tonight. They picked up a lot of yardage on it. You know, I think we're going to see that all night. And, it sets up the outside run.
Very fast-moving game tonight. 3:15 left to go in the half, Josh.
Absolutely. We see a little – oh, he's going to
pitch
it. Flips
it to Holmes there, and he can get to about the 44.
Good defense. They held him to 1 yard, maybe two. It's going to bring up third down and four, maybe third and five.
And, you know, you're starting to see those quick option plays by Holly Pond. That's clearly their strong suit. They've got a couple of them in their playbook. But passing it – yeah, we're not passing it. Handing it to Simmons, he – for those of you not on the Facebook live stream, he's a short, stocky young man with that quick burst of speed that gets through the defensive line in a hurry. Look to find him behind some blockers. If he gets some good blocking, some holes in that defensive line, he will rack up some points tonight.
Third and four inside Tiger territory as Chaney's going to throw. He's got a man.
Oh,
could that be
that
pass interference?
Flag.
That should be pass interference.
It shouldn't. Oh.
Well, now I'm going to say this. I'm coming from the Pennington perspective.
It's good to have both point of views, though. Yeah,
that's right. There was some contact there, number one. The quarterback, Noah Allison, was down the field covering, but he was making a play on the ball. He was going for the ball. Good no call by the official.
I'm going to disagree with that one. There was so much contact, and it was so early that obviously we are torn in both directions here as we're making some changes on the field for Holly Pond.
It's going to be a timeout on the Holly Pond Broncos.
Yep.
As they'll take a timeout, we'll take a quick one with them, too. As the Tigers lead this one 7-0, your Broncos trail with 2:14 left to go in the half. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. The J.B. Pennington Tigers are leading this 1-7-0 here in front of their home crowd for homecoming. As the Broncos on 4th and 4 here. Big decision for this team. No pressure at all here on quarterback Kyler Chaney
for
the team in green.
Watch for a quarterback run, Dylan.
Chaney with a snap here.
Goes back to pass.
Goes back to pass.
Seven's open downfield.
Could he have him in?
He's way open. He can't find it.
Cannot connect there. Gosh. Pass intended for the tight end, Boatwright, and it will be a turnover on downs from the 43-yard line.
Boatwright not happy about that one. That's like the second or third pass in a pass play in a row for Holly Pine that he has been so open that he's basically downfield doing jumping jacks trying to get Holly Pine's quarterback to see him. The walk back to the line of scrimmage is not a pleasant one for Boatwright.
You know, I do not like that play call by the Holly Pine Broncos coaching staff. You're giving Pennington the ball almost at midfield.
That's right.
To start with.
That's right. And they've not had too big of a problem moving it downfield tonight. I think they've had three drives, one of which they scored on, another of which they got well down to the Holly Pond side of the field.
As Allison comes back to the field, he's almost tripped up there, and he's knocked backwards, but he stays on his feet.
He's got
to
get rid of it.
He's going to throw it.
He is.
And it's caught. Caught. And the Tigers have it.
That should be a
flag there,
yep.
And it's down.
Yep, that's a face mask. It was very clear. One of the Holly Pond defenders caught up in the thick of things trying to yank the helmet off the Tiger
that's
receiver.
Cole
there.
Littleman, number 7, who had the touchdown pass.
You know, Josh, we've been seeing this a lot from Holly Pond tonight. He got a hold of that face mask and tried to rip that helmet off.
You know, and that's just a mental mistake that's getting so fired up and getting caught up in it that you let anger drive your football force. They're going to pay big time as we shift the camera here. Going to try to get a little bit better about not getting caught up in the moment myself.
As basically the field is flipped now for
that's
Allison
right.
As he's got a Bronco coming at him. That's Boatwright. But could he make this pass connected? Incomplete. Pass intended for number, let's see, he's slow to get up there, but he looks to be okay. It's number 18.
That would be Colin Sanderson for Pennington.
What a fast game, guys. I'm looking at the clock right now. We've got a minute 38 left in this half.
Scratch, that's number 15, Austin Hyatt.
It's not even 8 o'clock yet. Like, what is happening? This is the fastest game.
Easily the fastest game we've played this year.
As halftime coming up in just a little bit, as it sounds like, I can't believe it, as Allison, pressure there, gets
screen.
It to Littleton, and first down for the Tigers.
That was a good play call, outside bubble screen to number 7.
Yep.
That's Cole Littleton, we've called his name several times. Looks like they held him just shy of the first down, but it's going to bring up about a 3rd and 1. Very makeable play for Pennington.
It looks like a timeout's going to be called on the field here as we get you some updates. Thank you to Coleman Tribune for allowing us to use their scoreboard tonight to provide you those scores.
Great utility.
Addison leading Tanner 16-12, while Winston County leads Cold Springs 8-0. Muscle Shoals still leading Coleman 7-0. Fairview over West Morgan 8-0, while Good Hope leads Haleyville 13-0. Again, your game of the week here. Holly Pond at J.B. Pennington. Pennington leading that one 7-0 as no change from West Point as Dora leads that one 20-0. A change from Locust Fork, though, as Vimont puts some points on the board.
Yeah.
But Locust Fork still leading 9-6.
Oh, man.
Very close.
Very
one.
Close game.
Very close.
Very close.
You know, Dylan, if Pennington could put the ball in the end zone on this drive, that would make so much pressure for Holly Pond.
Yep.
It would.
Pennington is not a team built to come from behind, but they are a team that's designed. Once they get the lead, they're going to pound you into dust.
Yep.
So now a third and short here as he'll hand off to the running back we've been calling all night, Sheldon Blythe. And he should get the first down here. And
see where the spot's going to be. It's going to be very close.
So they're going to call over an official to look this over.
Official timeout on the field. I believe they're going to be bringing out the chains.
Well, as they take an official timeout, we'll take one too as Friday Night Live will continue just a little bit as Pennington leads 7-0.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at Cyber Broadband.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, a first down for the Tigers as Allison's in motion. He heaves it to the end zone, caught for a J.B. Pennington touchdown.
Excellent scrambling there by number one, Noah Allison. He kept the play alive with his feet. He juked a couple of defenders. Then, keeping his eyes down the field, he makes the strike to the end zone, putting Pennington up 13-0.
As Cole Timmerman, the wide receiver, who will be credited for that touchdown tonight as he was in the end zone wide open there as Allison stays on his feet and throws it there. Now he'll go back to send the point after here.
Flag carriers making their way down the field. I like to see Pennington's rally as homecoming is very well celebrated here tonight. You can definitely hear it. Well, we've got a mic on the crowd, and the horns are in no short supply. That's got to be getting into the heads of the Holly Pond Broncos.
Well, you know, in all honesty, Josh, this is the third Pennington game I've seen this year.
Yeah.
This crowd is alive every single game. You know, my family and I, we came to a game. It was the Susan Moore game, which is a big arch rival.
Yeah.
A storm front came in, starts raining, blowing. It was just nasty. The game goes into overtime. Nobody left. They stayed. It was like what you would see from Green Bay Packer fans.
Yeah.
You know, sticking it out
Auburn
in the middle.
Fans.
Yeah, right.
Well, very much so. You know, sticking it out through the worst of times.
That's good to see. You definitely want to see that for any sport.
Point after is good by Allison as it will be a 14-0 lead with about a minute left to play here in this half. So Holly Pond will inherit the field with about a minute to go until halftime.
They will get the ball back after the half, too.
So this drive really doesn't even matter. If they score, that's cool, but it really doesn't even matter if they run the clock out here as they will get the ball back coming out of the locker room when they're more fired up as it's tipped by a Bronco, but it's going to be picked up there. Very dangerous move as Jeremiah Holmes has it, and he'll be brought down at about the 30-yard line, maybe the 35.
You know, Dylan, I have to agree with your call right there. You do not want to see that on a kickoff from your kickoff return team. He let that ball stay on the ground for a good 3-4 seconds. That is a live ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is something that when you sit down and watch the film, you can guarantee that coach is going to probably be raising his voice a lot, you know, when he describes that, possibly using some words that we can't repeat.
That's
on the
right.
Radio.
You know, those kind of mental things, you can't do to it. You can't run those off. You can't practice those. Those are just something that either has to be known, has to be learned from experience or not.
As Cheney keeps it himself there and went up the middle and picked up a first down there for the Broncos.
So I think this is something that you've had to have practiced if you're the Holly Pond Broncos. This is something you've had to practice all week. You know, 2-minute drills, 1-minute drills, 3-minute drills. Look to see them really give it their best and maybe in the air as there's a whistle.
Yeah, there was a late player coming onto the field for Pennington, number one, Noah Allison.
So it looks like they're going to take a break.
Yeah, I believe they called a timeout.
37 seconds left to go in the half here. Addison leading Tanner 24-12. Winston County still leads Cold Springs 8-0. We're all tied up in Coleman, and no, we are not, actually, as Muscle Shoals answers right back. 7-14, Muscle Shoals in that one.
Coleman giving it their best in that game. I'm glad to see that.
As West Morgan and Fairview all tied up, 8-8. West Morgan, the team that Holly Pond faced in the playoffs. West Morgan went on to the second round last season. Good Hope leading Haleyville 13-6. While Pennington, again, the game of the week. Pennington leads Holly Pond 14-0. Still 6-9 at Locust Fork as Vimont trails by 3. And West Point gets on the board tonight, 7-20 here in quarter number 2 against Dora.
It's going to be 1st and 10. They're coming up to the ball. Pennington's going to try to get a pass rush.
Holly Pond on their own 34-yard line. He's going to drop back. He's got...
As Chaney's going to heave it there.
Oh, it's
short. He's got 14. Could he get that? It's almost intercepted there, but it falls out of bounds.
Boy, that was a dangerous throw.
It was. I'm not quite sure what was going on. Wide receiver took almost like an early jog and then a dead sprint. Maybe he realized the ball was going to come to him on that play design. I'm not quite sure.
You know, Josh, what surprised me the most, the pass from the quarterback, it was almost like he was throwing a pop-up.
Yes.
You know, maybe a Hail Mary type play.
He was giving time. Now, we'll wait for this.
Chaney goes right to the middle there, to the left, spins, and...
That's going
to
be enough for the first.
That should be enough for the first. As, again, he intended to throw to Caleb Lambert. Lambert, again, kind of just slows down. It's going to be a first down. They're going to move the chains here.
Still stopped as they're hustling to the line, ready to get right back to it. 22 seconds left on the clock. Look to see them continue to go through the air. Spikes the ball.
You know, I don't quite think that this Holly Pond team is built to attack through the air. What I'm seeing from that quarterback with his throwing, you know, I'm not seeing the crisp passes we're seeing from Noah Allison.
Mm-mm.
You know, this Holly Pond team is a team that's designed to pick things up on the ground.
Something's off. Something's not right for sure because they had enough time with the moving of the chains for them to elect a play, but they spiked it anyways.
Chaney's going to throw again on second down.
A lot of time.
He's got Holmes and...
Nope.
No. Incomplete. Pass intended for Jeremiah Holmes.
Three defenders, two wide receivers down there. Talk about a gutsy pass.
Gutsy pass, again, not a whole lot to lose at this point in time. You know, a play like that is as good as a punt if they pick it off. And we're almost at halftime. So, you know, if they do get an interception, they don't have a whole lot of time to do anything with it.
10 seconds left in the half here. Third down and 10. From the 44-yard line.
So we've seen a gain of 10 so far. I don't expect anything else other than another Hail Mary play. Unless
I could see the quarterback just keep stabbing here.
They may just run it right here.
As they will, as Chaney's going to be back to throw. And he's going to be intended for the tight end there.
Another incompletion.
An incomplete. 3 seconds on the clock here as fourth down coming up.
I don't know. Perhaps they've burned through all of their timeouts already this
and
half.
What was that? If you heard that, it looked sound like a transformer must have exploded there. It shook everybody here in the stadium.
Not sure.
As I saw a
but
flash
we'll,
to the left. We'll get updated on that later on, but halftime coming up in just a little bit. 3 seconds left to go. 4th and 10 here. As that caught me off guard, it sounded like a thunderstorm.
Yep. Back on the field as everybody's lining up, getting ready. We've got about 3 seconds until the half here. Look for one more long pass play.
On fourth down, one more attempt here for Chaney. And he's got pressure. He's going to have to throw here.
Nope,
and he's going to keep it himself. He'll get the first down and then some.
There's no
way.
Stays
on his feet past it. Could he get to the end zone?
Nope, flag on the field.
Flag down, but he's still on his feet. And he will not get to the end zone as time will expire. But there is a flag down.
Let's wait and see what this is. I think this might be a block in the back. If it is, end of the half. You know, they won't take the penalty. Go ahead and go in the locker room. If this is a penalty against Pennington, like, say, a face mask, then that would give Holly Pond one more shot at the end zone.
Transformer behind the stadium is blown. I've just heard
word. Heard that as well, as that's what it sounded like and what it looked like from our side. But, again, as the half will end, J.B. Pennington leads 14-0 over the Holly Pond Broncos here on their homecoming night. Guys, what do you got to say for these teams? I mean, going into the locker room, if you're putting yourself with these teams, First for Pennington, Chris, kind of put us through what you would see in the locker room.
Well, if I'm
what you think.
If I'm the coach of Pennington, I'm pretty happy right now. Your defense is holding shutout against a solid Holly Pond team that on paper Pennington probably shouldn't be able to hang with.
I absolutely agree with that.
Your defense is playing solid. They're playing tough. You know, they're forcing Holly Pond now to react to them instead of the other way around.
Yep.
On the flip side of that coin, on the offense, your offense is performing excellently. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Sheldon Blythe, who's running the ball hard, picking up 6, 7, 8 yards at a clip. That's opening up the passing game. Before the game, I said it. If you get Blythe going, it's going to open up lanes for the quarterback and the wide receivers. That's what we're seeing. This is Pennington's ball game to lose now. This is the kind of team that they are built to be. Get a lead, hang on to it.
Absolutely, and I can't agree more. Pennington's stolen one so far. They've stolen a half from Holly Pond. Everything on paper points to Holly Pond taking at least an early lead, if not the win in of itself. I think on Tuesday I made the prediction that Holly Pond would pull this one out in a close game. I expected to see Holly Pond lay points up early and maybe Pennington try to grasp at something special towards the end. This has caught me by surprise for sure.
And if you had to put yourself in the Holly Pond locker room right now, Josh, what do you think Coach Bates has to say to his team?
I'm not quite sure. They haven't really done a ton wrong. We've not watched this other than maybe a bobbled reception. We've not really watched this and said, all right, that's a mental mistake by Holly Pond. There's not been a lot of penalties on the field.
No.
Maybe slowing things down. J.B. Pennington come to the line early on with a move attitude.
Right.
What I would do if I was Holly Pond is slow it down and make them sit there as long as possible.
Something I would say to that, Josh, you've got to quit giving Pennington a short field.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
You keep giving them the ball at the 40, 45-yard line. That's how you lose ball games.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if we've seen a punter on Holly Pond's behalf. I think they've gone for it the past several times. But Pennington from what we've seen on the field tonight, looking like the more well-rounded team, punter putting it in the right places on more than one occasion, quarterback reaching down the field several times, and the running game still looking strong. So if I'm Pennington, I say, boys, keep playing the way you're playing. This is where we're making the money. And if you're Holly Pond, I'm not quite sure what you tell them. Maybe throw everything out and change the playbook. You know?
Right.
Well, Holly Pond did not start the fire, but they are starting the band performance on the field, as we'll take it to midfield for that one, as the Bronco band out there. And we'll take a quick break to get some food or something and just have a good time and check out what they have to offer here at J.B. Pennington High School. But again, to the midfield here on Coleman's Live 95, the Bronco band.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95.
95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Cullman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Cullman's Live 95. We are Cullman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live as the Broncos are trailing 14-0 coming out of halftime right now. We're here at, it is at William Sutton Stadium here in Bluntsville as the Broncos will receive to begin the second half. Welcome back to the football here. Dylan Deamer, Josh Waller, and Christopher Greer on the call tonight on Cullman's Live 95, 8:19 p.m. A quick one so far as it is
a booming
the second kick. Half. A booming kick. It's fumbled there, but picked back up by Holmes. As it's fielded around the five, stays on his feet, and gets to about,
not a good
and
blocking.
He is still going to the sideline around the 42, there. But there could be a flag down this one.
I'm not sure if they threw it that very close to that area of the field where they're going to get you on an unsportsmanlike for a late hit.
Looks like everything was on the up and up on that one. Good return by Hulkbot.
It was an excellent return, and whoever glued the flags into the pockets of the referees, we appreciate that.
Now, the biased opinion by Christopher Greer.
Well, go Tigers.
Do you spell go right, or you spell just kind of made up French looking?
Oh, no. You spell it G-O. We're Americans here.
First down from the 42-yard line of Pennington as Broncos moving from left to right. Cheney hands off to Holmes, who had him a big carry here on the
still
last
moving.
Play as still tries to move the pile, but it'll be a second down from the line of scrimmage.
Referee's a little quicker to blow that one dead as things are starting to heat up here in the second half. I can only imagine the whooping that Holly Pond has just gotten in the locker room. That has to have fired them up.
Well, there's two factors on this one, Josh.
Yeah.
Cockiness on the home side.
Okay.
Being up 14-0 could play a factor into that, or whatever A-word chewing that Coach Bates had to give his team in the locker room. As he hands off
big defensive play.
No, he fakes the handoff, had me going for 27, Simmons.
Okay, that play right there was number 10. You know, Luke Cassidy, we've been calling him a lot.
I don't think that was a fake handoff to Holmes. I think Holmes was stuffed, and the quarterback had time to keep hold of it.
Cassidy shot that gap and disrupted that play, you know, bringing up third down and three. Let's see what Pennington does. You know, they've got four defenders up on the line of scrimmage.
As Simmons able to sell that run on that last play, third and two here at the 49.
Defensive alignment change there.
Hands off to Holmes this time, and he won't get
short.
It. He will not get it. He'll be short of a yard there, maybe two, as the pile will stop him short of the marker there. Fourth down coming up for the Broncos.
Line judge in a hurry to stop him 2 yards short of the first down.
Now,
that was just a bold move by Pennington, not to cut you off, but you saw them, the linebackers making some adjustments to the defensive line there. They read the offense perfectly.
I believe Holly Pond is going to go for it. We got a timeout on the field. They're going to bring the chains out and measure.
As they were waiting to see if it was going to be a fourth down or not,
this is definitely not going to be. Of all the bad angles we've had on the field tonight,
this is the best one.
This is the best angle we've had all night. The ball is immediately off my left knee, and I can tell you right now that this is not going to be.
This is short about a yard, Josh.
No. He had a lot of stretch. Yep. About
there we go.
Half a foot. Yep, right there.
All right. Does Holly Pond go for it? I expect they will.
I think so. You've had so much luck tonight giving it, your quarterback the ball and just running him right up the middle. Now that I've said that, if you're Holly Pond, J.B. Pennington's defensive line has made three really good stops right here. You've got to fake it better than any other play you've done tonight.
He's under the center. Watch for a quarterback sneak.
Holly Pond needs the momentum here. Fourth and inches here from inside Pennington territory, just shy of the 47.
He shot the gap.
He needed to toss that one over his right-hand shoulder to Holmes. That's going to be stuffed in the backfield for a Pennington turnover.
Guess who? Number 10. We've been calling him a lot. Luke Cassidy shot the gap. That was a tackle for a loss on fourth and one. Big stop for Pennington.
The Broncos will not convert here, and it will be a first down for Pennington, moving the other way at midfield, as big play by Cassidy to stop that one as the Broncos looked to go through the middle there but could not do anything to convert on fourth down.
Big points to Cassidy there for making that stop, but also mental mistake on Holly Pond. They're going to call this one right away, give it up right up the middle.
And they go right to the right there with number 21. That's the running back we've been talking about all night for Holly Pond, or for J.B. Pennington, Blythe, as he's had a lights-out game so far tonight. Literally, as if you go right to the left of here, the lights are out, actually.
Yeah. The transformer over the concession stand on the home side has
exploded.
I couldn't find a good word for that. forcing all of us to go across the stadium.
Second and four as incomplete pass intended for number 7, Cole Littleton.
Somebody brought the babuzzlas. I can hear them out there.
Yeah, you can definitely hear them. And you folks at home can hear them as well, as we've got a microphone for the crowd tonight.
I believe I'm a trendsetter there, Josh.
I was about to say, it's probably something that Mr. Greer put in motion last weekend.
So if that's true, you could say that Pennington, being a very down-to-earth, very well-rooted community, if the horns make it all the way from the Pee Wee games during the week back to Friday night, as one interrupts my principal down there trying to wave the horns down during play.
As he flips it to number 3 there, that's Jackson Bullard.
He's going to be close. I don't know if
the marker is down, so I think he may have ran into the marker. Could this be a first down? We don't know.
This is definitely going to be another one that they're going to want to measure. Line judge not giving them too favorably.
Looks like they're going to say it's about fourth and a half a yard, Josh.
Yep.
So now a fourth and short position for the other team. Could Holly Pond kind of turn around and do what they did back on that last play and just stuff them? This could be a big conversion for the Tigers to run up the field.
J.B. Pennington, a lot of strength on that. On that offensive line,
look
five at
him. Seconds,
look at him
seconds.
To go to the right hand side. They got a big lineman over there.
They got a whistle now.
Yep, gonna have to call a timeout instead.
Good eyes on that one, Josh.
Yep,
they had an unbalanced formation to the right side.
Yep,
look to see them come back with something like that. And I'm going to pull out the crystal ball and say Sheldon Blythe is going to get the ball.
Yep, Colton Smith is the one I'm talking about. Big old boy, looking at well over 6 foot. They put him on the far right side, on Holly Pine's side of the field. He was about to make some big hand blocks, for sure. They don't need big yardage, but I really expect to see Pennington get well more than the first down here.
Well, you know, they haven't had a whole lot of luck stopping Blythe so far
tonight. No.
Well, at the half, Addison leading Tanner 13-18. Also at the half, Winston County leads Cold Spring 16-8. Muscle Shoals was leading Coleman 21-7 at the half. And Fairview trails West Morgan 14-8 at halftime. Now back to the field for Pennington facing off against Holly Pond as they're going to go for it on fourth. And sure they do, well, and they go to Cassidy. And he could go all the way. That's Luke Cassidy to the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers.
Another 6 points there for Pennington.
Holly Pond sold out to try to stop the run short. The problem with that, once you get through the initial line, there's nobody back there, you know, playing deep.
Right.
And he was off to the races.
Looked like Holly Pond was sending, I mean, like you just said, everyone to the line. And this young man has a tendency tonight of just breaking all of those tackles. Before long, it was a very easy walk into the end zone.
Now, is Luke Cassidy the son of Coach Cassidy here?
You know, I'm not really sure about that.
I wonder if I saw a coach embrace him on the sideline as number 12 here, the kicker for Pennington this time. That's Gonzalez.
Now this is the one that we were expecting. The other kicker we were not expecting.
Right.
As Cesar Serrano Gonzalez, one after, is good. Pennington leads this one 21-0 against the Broncos. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Pennington Tigers lead 21-0 here. It's in the third quarter, about 8:33 to play in this quarter. As a fast-paced game so far tonight. Broncos trailing by 3 scores. Not a good start for this team that on paper looks like they should have run the table tonight. Deep kick by the Tigers, fielded by Jeremiah Holmes. And he waved for a fair catch, or was that a...
Not sure. With this young man, we just expect it to go through the end zone, quite possibly through the uprights as well.
That's number one, Noah Allison. He also plays quarterback. You know, probably carries a clipboard, calls the plays. You know, fills the water bottles on the sideline,
too.
Right.
Works the concession stand.
Yeah, I mean, he's all over the field.
I saw him climbing the power pole trying to work on that that transformer menu.
Getting a start on that one.
And I don't like to see that. You know, I like to see guys playing all sides of the ball, even on special teams.
So now first down for the Broncos after the fair catch called, as he's going to heave it there down to Lambert, and it's caught. But a flag is down on the play there.
I was looking at what was going on around the quarterback. Is this going to be on Pennington, or is this going to be on Holly Pond?
As Alex Cornelio on the catch instead of Lambert there, and this will be on the Broncos, so that will negate that.
Pass interference on Holly Pond.
That's
offensive
tough.
Pass interference. That is not good for the Broncos.
It's not at all what you want. That's going to put them even closer to the back door back there. This is where nerves start to be tested.
You know, Josh and Dylan, also, you're taking away something that's kind of the centerpiece of your game if you're Holly Pond. You're down by 3 scores. You've got to start throwing the ball now.
That's right.
And we haven't seen them have a lot of success with that.
Well, they went to the air 4 times there before the half and unsuccessful in all of them, despite having a couple of receivers open on those plays.
So now back to the field, 15 seconds on the play clock. as this will be a very long field here to play with for the Broncos.
Not sure what I really expect here.
As they go to handoff to 27 there, Tyler Simmons, and maybe a gain of about, looked like he got to about the 20, no, about the 17-yard line. The original line of scrimmage was about, it was at the 20, so about.
It's going to bring up about second down and 15, Dylan.
Math is not my strong suit, Chris. Thank you so much. Second and 15 coming up now. Second and 13, actually, they're going to say on the scoreboard. With 7:50 to play in the quarter, ball's at the 17-yard line.
No doubt, a long way to go, and that 17-yard line is
as flips it to Holmes and forced out of bounds. Could not do anything with that one.
You know, that 17-yard line is a tough one to look at. I think once you get to the 20 as an offensive player, you're a little bit more comfortable. But anything inside of that 20-yard line is just a reminder that you're right on top of your own end zone.
Josh, it's
that pressure's too much.
It's third and 12. What do you call here if you're Holly Pond coach?
We've not seen a lot from their kicker.
We haven't seen anything from their kicker.
From their punter.
Right.
So I don't know. I almost want to go back to the run game.
It's going to be a timeout called by Holly Pond. They're going to take a break. I think we're going to take a break real quick, too.
We are.
We'll be right back here on Friday Night Live.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live.
Dylan, tell me about how those nachos are.
I'll tell you in a second.
We're going to wash it down with a soft drink. I think we all visited the Band Booster concession stand.
We did.
As it's a third down here for
the
Broncos.
Go to the air.
As Chaney needs to heave it, he's got to move.
He's out of time.
To find some real estate, and he's just going to chunk it down. Could it be caught? I can't see. It's over these Pennington players. That was intended for Cornelio, and it will be incomplete.
Don't believe so.
All right, we're seeing some new players run onto the field from the Holly Pond sidelines.
Might we be seeing a
punter here, Josh?
I would like to know. There was a little bit of conversation off air just now about whether or not that young man was sick tonight.
Boatwright and Cornelio have exited the field as those players checked in, and a player goes back to send this one away.
Noah Allison's deep for Pennington.
First.
Tyler Chaney will punt it.
First punt we've seen.
As picked up by the quarterback of the team, and he put the moves on Holmes there.
What a sneaky move there, Dylan. Noah Allison, it looked like it was going to be down by the Holly Pond coverage team.
Yep.
Allison jumped right in front of him, got the ball, picks up about 5 yards from it.
That's one of those mental things you never expect, guys, that you know, that much coverage, like any player on the face of the planet would go, no, I'm going to fair catch this one, or I'm just going to let them pick it up. But he had the frame of mind and probably something to do with the comfortable lead they're in to snag it and try to add some numbers to the stat book.
I think you're probably right, Josh.
Yep. Pennington lining back up, sticking with a shotgun formation, both running backs to either side of the quarterback, one in motion.
So at the 47-yard line, as Allison takes over, he's going to throw deep. He's going to go all the way. Could he get it? It's caught. It is caught by number 7, Littleton.
It's going to be a pass interference call also on Holly Pond. The Holly Pond defender was basically draped all over the wide receiver, who somehow still came down with a catch off of a Noah Allison pass. Big play, 50 yards?
Easily.
You know, 45 to 50 yards for Pennington.
It must have been blatant for our J.B. Pennington fan to admit that there was one draped over the Holly Pond receiver.
Well, no, I misquoted it.
Did you?
The Holly Pond defender was draped over the Pennington receiver.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is a positive play for Pennington, so he can say whatever he wants to on this one.
There you go.
as it will be a first and goal here for the Tigers.
Looks like from about the two.
As could this be their fourth score straight on this Broncos that on paper looked like they should have came in and ran the table tonight as Allison looks to keep it. No, he'll hand off to Blythe, and he's in.
Doesn't sound
no,
like
he's not.
He is short.
As it looked like he had his left foot in, but looks like maybe his right foot made contact with the sideline before.
Short here, but stature not the judgment here as we've got just under 6 minutes.
Good line, Josh.
It's late enough in the game, doesn't
come
loose.
That's right. Yo, it's going to be second down and goal, looks like from about the 5 yard line. Maybe he, on the handoff, he might have had his knee touch.
Maybe.
Because he definitely made it into the end zone.
Had to have the left foot down first. Maybe the right foot just went out of bounds. As quarterback keeps it. No, he hands off to Shelton Blythe. As 21 Blythe on the carry again for the Tigers.
He got it down close to the goal line, Dylan. Looks like it's going to be third and goal from about the 1 yard line.
So another very short attempt for the Tigers here.
Pennington's had a lot of success tonight in short yardage.
And guys, if you take note, Pennington's not moving as fast right now as they were. They are burning that time. They've got a comfortable lead. We've seen 2.5 minutes on this set of downs already. Look to see them continue to burn more time.
As Pennington will get into the end zone for another Tiger touchdown. As I believe it went to Blythe on that last 1 yard play there. Has now a fourth score lead.
Dylan, I expect we're going to see a lot of Mr. Blythe for the rest of the evening. And I think Holly Pond's going to see so much of him, they'll get sick of him by the end of the game.
Yeah, I think this is pretty detrimental to Holly Pond. You're going to have to look to see something very interesting happening in benefit of Holly Pond to see them come back in this one.
As kicker back out for the Tigers is number 12, Cesar Serrano Gonzalez. Point after is good. The Tigers will take a four-score lead, 28-0, with 4:44 left to go in the third quarter. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Pennington leads 28-0. So far, it's gotten so bad here for the Broncos that I've already got into my cheeseburger and I'm ready to talk about it whenever we get some free time here.
All right, so how does the cheeseburger stack up against, say, West Point?
I think I'm tasting something that seems a lot like Jasper's cheeseburger. Maybe that one I had at Hueytown. Actually, it's more like the Hueytown one as fielded by number 7 for Holly Pond. That's a tight end, Boatwright, but he...
Word coming from owner-operator Jay Fuller that Cold Springs maybe still has the crown. Okay.
Cold Springs.
That's the only reason I come on this broadcast.
We didn't do a cheeseburger at Jasper because I was treated to Cujo's last week, and that was...
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to get off earlier on Friday so that way I can get in on that.
You know, Jay just told us the only reason he comes to these games is for the burgers. I thought it was for the company. Y'all, that was our mistake, Jay.
Mm-mm. Never, never, never.
I keep wanting to talk to y'all, but you never call back. You keep talking to
our audience. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to ignore
some
Jay.
Some banner
right
going back
to
the
audience.
And forth. Well, you know, when a team runs four scores up, on a team that was supposed to clean house at their own stadium.
Right.
If you take a page from Alabama Championship football, you should be talking about the other team quarterback's profile.
Oh, yeah, right.
We haven't got to that stage just yet, but we
that put him in hot water and would very likely put us into hot water.
Injured Bronco on the field. We'll take a quick timeout and see who that is here in a little bit here on Friday Night Live.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Simmons on the carry in the last play, picks up the first down for the Broncos. As this time, a hand off to Holmes up the middle with a spin move there. As the Pennington Tigers lead 28-0 here at homecoming for them tonight. A good festivity for them tonight as they pick the Broncos to bring the town. The Broncos have not shown up.
Big Sean Watson on the tackle that time for Pennington. Held them to 1 yard gain. It's 2nd and 9.
Kyler Chaney flips it over to Jeremiah Holmes. And he breaks to the 30, to the 25.
Oh.
Moves backwards, but then gets tackled there before progression.
Oh,
flag down, though. Forward progression.
Oh,
got
I
him.
Bet that's going to be.
That's going to be a
26.
Block in the back on number 27,
oh,
I believe.
It?
Kevin Simmons for Holly Pond. They got a little bit chippy, and I think he took a cheap shot at one of the defenders.
Well, as Simmons will get a penalty there against him that will move the ball backwards and negate Holmes' run. That was good for a first down and then some.
That's a shame, too, because Holmes got the corner on that run. Excellent play. Best play of the half so far by Holly Pond, easily.
As
yep.
Tyler Simmons not really happy with that one. He's flustered up there.
It's going to bring up about 2nd down and 16 to 17 yards.
I'm just looking at his body language and looking at his offensive line, all the motions he has. Looks like he's not pleased.
It's a lot of hard work to get past this Pennington defense. And when one comes all the way back like that, it hurts the whole offensive team.
As Holly Pond puts a man in motion, Kyler Chaney looks to throw to him, and he goes to the middle, and short pass there intended for
number
Cornelio.
18.
You know, Josh, if I'm the defensive coordinator from Pennington,
yeah,
at this point in time, I'm going to start bringing people up on the line.
Yes.
You know, if Holly Pond could beat me through the air, then let them. You know, but so far, we haven't seen him connect on any of these passes.
No.
Force them to pass. Take away the run completely.
I see. Oh, no. The worst has happened as Dylan passes me the Vinemont Locust Works score. We'll get back to that in just a second, but back to the action on the field. Quarterbacks snap the ball.
As Chaney throws it, he's going to throw it to number 27 Simmons, but a flag
coming
down.
Coming back, you had all your offensive linemen downfield. You know, that's an easy call on the official.
Vinemont scoring quite a few points since the last time we updated scores. I believe that one
20-9.
20-9.
Oh, the refs are going to wave that flag off. We'll see where they spot the ball. I thought half the offensive line was downfield.
You know, and that's an interesting thing as referee. I've never been a referee, so I can't tell you. But to throw a flag and then to decide to pull it back, I've never quite understood that mentality.
Maybe you're a little bored. You just, you know, want to feel pretty, so you throw the flag, get a little attention. It's going to be 4th down and about 12, 4th down and 13 for Holly Pond on the 44-yard line of J.B. Pennington. And oh, they're going for it. It's
Chaney
a fake.
Keeps it. No, he's going to kick it there. And it's tipped, though, and it's picked up by the Broncos. Could this be Bronco ball?
Broncos
it will
recover.
Be Bronco ball.
Not only do Broncos recover, but they also secure another 15 yards down the field by doing it.
You know, the quarterback for Holly Pond tried the rugby kick. He kicks it low. One of the Pennington defenders touches the ball. Recovered by Holly Pond. 1st and 10 for the Broncos.
Oh, Pennington coach not happy about it, and he is rather flustered down there.
Yeah, head coach Cassidy not too happy with what just transpired on the field as he's talking to the official. He's jumping. He is angry down there. He is mad. He is red hot. They've got to get the assistant coaches to
coming
bring
out.
Him back.
There's
a flag. There is a flag down.
This
and the Broncos are going forward.
This is what Holly Pond needs right now. This is absolutely what Holly Pond needs. They need coach management. They need coach management to deteriorate.
But you know, Josh, on the flip side of this coin, when you watch the body language of the Pennington defenders, they're starting to get fired up from
this. Oh gosh, yes. This is going to be a very interesting call. There's lots of deliberation on the field. I feel sorry for the line referee on Pennington's side of the ball. You know,
he's
going to
get an
earful.
My player to watch out here is number 27 for the Broncos, Tyler Simmons.
Okay.
When they first ruled on the coach, he just came out and he had that bad call against him.
Yeah.
Earlier on the block in the back, and he was flustered about that one. He comes out here and he's just giving the forward progression signal, and he was happy about that.
Looks like it's going to be a timeout call.
Yeah, it's a timeout call on the field here, as a lot of things have transpired since we were just last talking to you about the last offensive play. As a lot of mistakes both on the J.B. Pennington side. As some scores from around the region, Addison leading Tanner 43-18. Cold Springs is trailing Winston County 8-16. Coleman trails Muscle Shoals 10-27. While Fairview trails West Morgan 14-16. Good Hope still leads Haleyville 13-7 in an absolute dogfight over there in Good Hope. Again, the game of the week, J.B. Pennington 28, Holly Pond nothing. Locust Fork trails Vonmont 26-9.
You know, that stopped being a game. They're probably in the third quarter now.
It's in the third quarter as Dora leads West Point 29-7. Back to the field here for J.B. Pennington.
Coach still upset.
It's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 14-yard line.
You're up 4 scores. At some point, you've got to let it go, right? They're not going to change the call because you yell at them.
Could this be the first touchdown for the Broncos? Who sees Kyler Chaney get the snap? He'll put it to Simmons and up in a gain of about
five.
And a fumble.
Anderson comes up with it.
And if anything, we'll pick up after that turnover that went the other way. Now Pennington has it, and Simmons is hurt. Tyler Simmons is hurt on the field.
You know, we just spoke about this, Josh. The defense for Pennington was getting fired up because of what they saw happen with their coach.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, you know, honestly, he was probably wrong to get the penalty.
Yeah.
You know, the defense steps up, makes a big play. It's going to be an injured player down on the field.
Well, looks like number 27, Tyler Simmons, is injured. We'll take a break and get you updated on that very shortly as Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's
Happy
Auto
Homes
Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As Pennington working from their own end zone here. 1:30 to play in the third quarter.
Ball on their own 4. That's pretty big.
After the fumble by the Broncos, Tyler Simmons left the field with help from the on the side by the trainers, and we've yet to see him where he's at right now, but he's taking a break here. He was my player to watch. I've been watching him since probably most of the second half.
That was a big change of momentum there for Pennington. Their second takeaway of the night to none by Holly Pond.
As a second and 12 from their own two. As I don't know what happened over here. It's over in my corner that I'm trying to look to see. It looks like third and 12 now. Didn't go anywhere.
Loss of two on the play. We've got about 30 seconds left in
this
third quarter.
The ball is on
quarter.
The two, so yep. They lost two. It means they're literally on the goal line.
Yep.
Could Holly Pond get 2 points here? Who knows? They put a man in motion and he's going to throw it as the Broncos are there to stop him.
That's right on the goal line.
Oh!
Let's see. Looking for
Broncos want a safety.
No,
nope.
Line coach
get it.
Says no. Looks like it was a gain of none or perhaps, a one-yard loss, says the scoreboard.
Going to be fourth down and about 14 from the one-foot line. Fourth quarter, the third quarter comes to an end. It's 28-0, Pennington over the Holly Pond Broncos. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages on Friday Night Live.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at Cyber
Coleman Broadband. Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. The fourth quarter of this one, 28-0, Pennington over the Broncos of Holly Pond. This ball is on the one-foot line near the Pennington goal line as special teams out here for the Tigers. As they'll get it as Chaney back to field this one. The quarterback picks it up near the 40.
He's looking for blocks. Didn't want to get out there by himself. He's going to take it wide. Oh, and pushed out of bounds.
Knocked into his own sideline as quarterback Kyler Chaney on the carry there.
Very interesting play. He did a quick stutter step, waited for things to develop. But I think in a kick return like that, you just don't have the men on your side of the field to block for you.
Well, Josh, he was certainly waiting on somebody to open up a lane. There was not a whole lot there. You know, picked up maybe 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah.
So now a first down for the Broncos from their own. First and 10 from their own. Waiting to see. They've got 1 yard, 34-yard line, actually. Actually in Pennington territory as goes right through the middle there.
They're going to wave it down. Got a flag on the field. On Pennington's side of the ball there. We'll wait for further review here. As the hit umpire comes forward.
Glad to see number 27 back on the field.
It's going to be a personal foul against Pennington. That's a costly mistake.
And the coach is not happy about that either.
Right. Was that offsetting fouls?
I don't know. It looked like...
No, they called that on Holly Pond. The referee is signaling. I believe he mis-signaled it to begin with.
Yes. Good interpretation of that. That was rather difficult.
Well, it was sort of like, you know, semaphores. I mean, he was going one way and then the other.
Timeout Holly Pond, looks like.
Well, they're taking a break to talk things over. We can update you on some scores from around the region.
Sounds good.
As we should have some new updates. As I think this is the first game to go into quarter number four now. This has been a quick one. Addison over Tanner, 43-18. Cold Springs trails Winston County, 8-16. That one's still at the half.
Yeah.
last was reported by Coleman Tribune Scoreboard. Coleman trails Muscle Shoals 10-33. You heard anything from Tommy on that one?
I have not, but I've not been in a good place to receive text messages.
Very true, very true. Yeah. As Fairview trails West Morgan by 2, 14-16. You hear that cowbell out there. Good Hope over Haleyville, 13-7. While Locust Fork trails Vimont 26-9. Vimont, or West Point 15, Dora 29. And that's all we've got from around the region right now. Your game of the week, the J.B. Pennington Tigers, 28. The Holly Pond Broncos, nothing.
Sounds like several games developing well across the county. We will continue, of course, to bring you those scores brought to you with the help of Coleman Tribune's Coleman Scoreboard. Appreciate the work they do there, and I'm sure they appreciate our broadcast.
11:33 left to go in this ball game as Kyler Chain and company comes back out to the field for the Broncos with a second and long here.
He's going to pass.
He's going to have to throw, and he's got a man. It's caught and gets to the original line of scrimmage and then some, as that's the tight end number 7, Tyler Boatwright.
We've called his name a lot. He's been a very active player on offense and on defense. That's a young man that I think, you know, I really think Holly Pond needs to get him more involved.
As Tyler Boatwright, one of the seniors on this team, senior leadership, right next to the quarterback, I believe, who is also a senior this season, Kyler Chaney. He actually is got a carry there as Kyler Chaney, number 12. He is a sophomore. Or no, excuse me, a junior. So one more year of Kyler Chaney, but some usual receivers I think we go to. I think we had some injuries on this Bronco team as they went up against midfield.
Oh, that's such a tough game to play. Midfield has...
And midfield and Fultondale, the two juggernauts of this division, are going at it right now. As they flip to Holmes, and he gets to about... It's a first down, and then some there. It's first down already on that last possession by Chaney. As
looked like he picked up about 8 yards, Dylan.
Trying to see where they spot that at. As it was at the 22. Second and two should be coming up from the... Second and three from the... Math is not my strong suit today. That's the 16-yard line. Thank you, actual real scoreboard, for helping us out on this broadcast.
Real scoreboard, I like it. Just under
quarterback
under
keeps
minutes.
It, rolls to his right, first down, and will be forced out of bounds about...
Ooh.
Ooh, a flag is down, though, as...
Thrown high.
Simmons injured again. Looks like he's slow to get up.
Favoring that right knee.
Yeah, we might see that young man come out of the game.
As the replacement back comes in, that's Lambert.
Flag thrown exceptionally high by the referee. We'll see what induced such enthusiasm. Looking for word from the lead here, conferring with the sideline. Personal foul against Holly Pond.
Again.
Not a good move for the Broncos.
No, they're down in the red zone. They need points.
So we talked about this earlier. You asked at the half, Dylan, what are the changes that need to be made, and I really couldn't come up with anything on Holly Pond's side. Everything has changed since then. Holly Pond has dropped a couple of fumbles where it mattered most, and these penalties have started stacking up. I believe that's the second personal foul Holly Pond's had in the past 4 minutes.
That's not good for the boy. We're going the other way now.
Now we're going back. Seems as if I'm just as confused as the referees on the field.
Well, we're waiting on the signal from the head official. He's conferring with someone else.
Looks like we're not the only ones having deep conversations tonight, gentlemen. As that head referee is running all over the place, trying to get all of the information, bring us the most appropriate call.
Well, they've got a ref talking to Coach Cassidy over here.
Oh, no, there's not going to be a call. We're just going to resume play. Well, that's interesting.
I'm not really sure what just happened there. It's going to be first and 10.
Okay, as Quarterback keeps it himself, and he'll be.
Guess who that was on the tackle for J.C. Pennington? For J.B. Pennington. J.C. Whoops, that was a slip of a tongue. Number 21, Sheldon Blythe. He's kind of done a little bit of everything tonight. He got in the backfield, tackle for loss, about a 3-4 yard loss.
Don't say J.C. Penney too loud. My wife will think that that's a go for shopping tomorrow. And that's not something I want to do on my Saturday.
As a department store now filling a football team and putting the beating on this 3A team here as quarterback keeps it again. Now he's going to looks to flip it, but then he keeps it himself. So now a third down. We're about the line.
We will always entertain a sponsorship from J.C. Penney. If anyone would like to contact us, that's Josh at live95callme.com. We'll work something out. But away from the silliness and back to the action on the field as...
It's going to be third down and long, about third and eight for Holly Pond.
Holly Pond making some changes as the huddle took just a tad bit longer than it normally does. Something's got to give. These guys have got to try something they're not used to. They're in the shotgun formation. Backs on either side. They're going to. Oh, he's going to keep it himself again.
That's the third keeper for the quarterback.
Gosh.
He's gone nowhere with these.
Defense had about five mans to cover him up there. That's the same play they run just a second ago. Same side, same read, everything. At what point do you give up on the quarterback keeper to the left side?
Well, you know, that was the first time we've called Mr. Logan Smith. Number 82 on our list, he's a tight end for Pennington. He kept containment, turned it back inside. Pursuit catches up. Another big loss, going to bring up fourth down and nine.
Man, what tough luck for Holly Pond here.
Holly Pond, no luck at all.
Well, I say tough luck, but really they brought it on themselves. You call that play so many times in a row with no variation. And
they may do it again here on fourth down.
I hope not.
Oh, they're going to throw this time.
He's going to pass. I can't see it.
He's got a man. It
sounds like it's no good.
It's caught. No good. No, it's no good. He hustled off the corner with the ball in his hand.
We're not really sure.
We're not sure. It's going to be.
We're just going to call all of them, and one of them will be right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in our defense, that's in our blind spot.
It is.
We can't really see there.
As I saw him come back with the ball in his hand. Like he had it, but it was ruled incomplete.
It's going to be first and 10 from about the 20-yard line. Pennington takes over on downs. How many times have we said that tonight, Josh? Too many times.
Absolutely. But quite a showing on Pennington's part.
As looked like they went with number 21 there.
Blythe carried it off the left guard. Maybe picked up a yard. Got a flag down on the play, though.
That's going to stop the clock. I think that's the last thing that Pennington wants to do in this situation. You've got a comfortable lead. Your backup, your underclassmen are probably already in the game. You just want to burn that clock.
It's going to be a holding call against Pennington.
Oh, gosh.
They're going to bump them back 10 more yards. That's going to bring up first and 20 from about the 10-yard line.
Yeah. Looks like the scoreboard's going to say they're on the 12. That's a tough place to be. That's what I'm talking about. You know, behind your own 15, it starts eating away at your.
I don't mean to sound cynical, but they're chanting, "I believe we will win." I hate to say it, but I'm probably going to have to agree.
You know what? They're just they're just making some of those ESPN predictions.
Very presumptuous, don't you think?
Very much.
You should be saying, "I am sure we are going to win." That's as Pennington right. 28-0 so far. In the fourth quarter as they're going to try to move up the field and burn the clock here.
And you know what? They should be proud of this one. They have every right to be. On paper, this one didn't quite go this way. You know, it could have been a close game with Holly Pond taking it away.
Well, Josh, we talked about this at halftime off the air. I actually picked Holly Pond to win this game 28-14. Yeah. I'm as surprised as anyone else. Pennington has come out here and played a lights-out game.
Yep.
Quite literally.
A little bit of electrical trouble.
I believe the locker room's included in that. So.
Oh, nice.
As Cassidy with the keeper there, as he hurdles a Holly Pond defender.
Looks like he got back close to the original line of scrimmage. Picked up 9, maybe 10 yards, Dylan.
As it'll be a third down, about a yard short of the original line there. It'll be about 10 o'clock when we get back to Coleman here. It's been a very quick game tonight. It's 9:05 right now. If you're just tuning in to Coleman's Live 95, we are JMLP Coleman. We're broadcasting live from Huntsville, Alabama, home of the J.B. Pennington Tigers, as the Holly Pond Broncos in town tonight. Cassidy looks to throw. Caught and overthrown there. That went through his arms. That was number two for the Tigers. As almost said, it was Cade Timmerman.
Timmerman was open across the middle, just overshot him a little bit. Ball was off his fingertips. It's going to bring up third down. It's going to bring up fourth down at about 12. I expect we're going to see them pump the ball back to Holly Pond.
Well, it's no need to go for it at this point anymore. You've got this one wrapped up.
And you've got a punter that we've seen twice already tonight that can get it well down the field. And if you're looking on camera, they've got a return man behind the 50, if that's any testament to how far this kick's going to go.
Rugby-style kick by the quarterback up to the quarterback of the Broncos, Chaney, is going to kneel down at the 35.
Holly Pond using their quarterback for the back man there.
Well, Pennington using their quarterback to kick it.
Well, I have to wonder, Josh. You know, we saw an injury to one of the running backs for Holly Pond. Perhaps that was a young man who would be fielding the punt.
Maybe so. Interesting lineup here. Holly Pond going back to the I formation.
As Chaney in motion, going to throw.
Deep throw.
Could he get it? That's number 14. Tipped and no good. Pass incomplete. Intended receiver was number 14, Caleb Lambert.
Lambert looking for a flag on that one. Not going to get it.
No.
As he throws the ball down there and over by the sideline, as he wasn't happy about that at all.
That was excellent coverage. I did not get a number on that defensive back. That may have been Blythe on coverage. He's done everything else tonight. Ran with him step by step. Once the ball got there, made the leap, made the jump, batted it away at the last second.
So now a second and 10 here for the Broncos. Chaney flips it back to 34, who is Levi Boatwright. And he gets short of the first down marker, so a third and two coming up.
Quite the aggression still coming out of Holly Pond. So maybe not quite giving up, despite it being just under 5 minutes left in this game. Holly Pond still scoreless as J.B. Pennington leads 28-0.
4:35 left to go in the game here.
I'm seeing some of these Pennington coaches lining up some of the backups. I would say we're probably going to see some of the starters start to be pulled from this game, Josh.
Oh, absolutely. If you're J.B. Pennington, you definitely should have already done that. If you're Holly Pond, I give it this drive for your starters.
As it goes a handoff there, and we'll be stuffed before the marker there. So it'll be a fourth down coming up for the Broncos.
I think everyone in the stadium is singing Sweet Caroline.
Such a catchy song.
Bop, bop.
There he goes. It's infectious. It's found its way into our booth tonight.
Well, some ESPN stats now.
Oh, boy. Dylan loves a good ESPN stat.
If everything holds as it is right now, J.B. Pennington will... First down, by the way, for the Broncos here. Yeah, it will be as they flip it over to 34 again. That's going to be Levi Boatwright. Picks up the first down.
Perhaps they've found a magic plan here in the last 3 minutes of the game.
Back on my ESPN stats, a blowout to Huntsville. J.B. Pennington put up against them 71-8 at Ray Talley Stadium.
Okay.
Tonight, if everything holds, that'd be 2-2 against Coleman County teams, or 2-0 against Coleman County teams, I should say, as they would beat Holly Pond. They have to face Vinemont. Next week, actually.
Who is their other win in conference?
Wow! Their other win in conference is actually Huntsville and Locust Fork.
Oh.
And Cleveland is not in that conference. That's a non-conference game that they won last week, second down here.
Number 82, Logan Smith for Pennington. Once again, shot the gap, hits his man straight up. In the hole, about a 2-yard loss. It's going to bring up second down and 11.
Chris,
excellent play.
I will pass off the reins to you here as I think rightfully so, your home team has put up the win here tonight, and I think well-deserved, Chris.
Holly Pond, quarterback under center, hands it off to the left-hand side, nowhere to go. Pennington defense stiffens up, closes down on that hole. That's going to bring up about a third down and nine. You know, we're seeing the second unit defense, Josh.
Yeah.
But the second unit defense is looking good.
Oh, definitely, definitely. On J.B. Pennington's side. And I was just about to make the comment that that Holly Pond's offense getting really slow. They're not the hands on the knees. They've got the look of things are looking rough. We're just not going to put in the effort. Looks like they're going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them. This is Live 95 bringing you the Pennington Holly Pond game.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here in Blountsville, Alabama. Beautiful October evening. J.B. Pennington has put up 28 points on the board. They've got a goose egg. They still shut out Holly Pond here in the fourth quarter. Holly Pond has got the ball, third down and nine. Quarterback's under center. Twin backs behind him. He bootlegs out. He's got a pass. Wow, what a shot.
Oh, no.
We might see we might see a penalty on that. The Pennington defender just lowered the boom.
Looks like he's up and moving.
That's
there's
going to
be some discussion on that one.
Yeah, I don't see a flag on that play.
I don't know if as much as targeting as it was just a brutal hit on a defenseless receiver there. He had no idea that Pennington defender was coming, and just glad to see him up and moving after that one.
Well, guys, check this out. I've been doing some numbers here while I step to the side.
Okay.
And, I've been doing some kind of research here. If this stands tonight, and we've got about a minute 38 to go in this one, if it stands, J.B. Pennington will take third place.
Okay.
But Vinemont will go to 3-2 with their win against Locust Fork if that stands, meaning that they will tie with Holly Pond.
On fourth down, Holly Pond takes the ball in the shotgun, scrambles to the right side. There's no one open, and he's brought down by a host of Pennington defenders. Turnover on downs once again, Josh. How many times have we said that tonight?
Too many.
Pennington takes the ball over on their own, looks like about the 42-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Pennington.
You know, and this just kudos to Pennington's team all around. They've been just short of maybe one or two turnovers all night. They have really done it well.
I want to say a shout-out right now. Number 77, Alan Walker, just came on the field. I know this young man and his family personally. It's good to see him get in the ball game. He's an underclassman playing left tackle. Good guy, good kid. He actually goes to church with us. Plays handed off to the left side for Pennington, about a 2-yard gain. It's going to be second down and 8.
You know, to go back to the conference talk, I'm really interested to see about that. Very likely to have a tie for third, in this division. I'm not sure how many teams will get a playoff berth here.
Well, as it stands, it looks like Midfield and Fultondale, respectively, will have the first top two spots. J.B. Pennington will go to third.
Handoffs on the left-hand side to the running back. He takes it for about 6 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and 4.
Holly Pond Pennington can control their destiny in the playoffs if they beat Vinemont. If Vinemont beats Pennington next week, is this the ball game? Because it looks like they're going to call it short here as Pennington players and coaches come to the field to shake hands. Holly Pond will fall on the road 28-0 here at Sutton Stadium.
Big win by Pennington.
Oh, gosh, understatement of the year. 28-0, shutting out any team within the conference is a huge feat. Shutting out a team that, like many of us believed, to come here and defeat Pennington is something in of itself. I think this is going to be an important one in the matchup. You're looking at Pennington going much higher in the region as more confetti continues to fall here at William R. Sutton Memorial Stadium. We of course like to thank our sponsors and thank Pennington, their facilities and all of their staff here. Been very nice to us, been very accommodating. We appreciate them giving us a space to bring this broadcast to you.
Pennington 4-3 now with the win over Holly Pond. 3-1 in the region with one loss coming to Fultondale.
Well, Fultondale in midfield definitely going, right? How many spots are allotted in the playoffs?
I believe it's a top
region.
Three or top four.
Is it only top three? I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with this region.
I was thinking it was top four.
Because then if it's
sure.
If it's only three, you have to take that what we assume to be a tie for third now between Vinemont and between
Holly Pond will still stay in the mix. Pennington will get there as well. They will get the spot. They had the spot. They will keep the spot.
The playoff picture has just become very muddy.
Absolutely.
Holly Pond will control their own destiny if they beat Vinemont. If Vinemont were to beat Pennington next week when they go on the road to Vinemont, which that may be the game of the week.
Maybe.
That may be.
You know, I'm watching what I'm seeing at the 50-yard line right now, and this makes me happy to see both teams, all their coaching staffs, all the cheerleaders, they've all gathered around in a show of sportsmanship, a show of fellowship. They're saying a prayer, thanking that no one was seriously injured.
Sure.
I like to see this, y'all, out of our young men and young women.
Absolutely.
This definitely shows this is more than just a game. This is more than just what happens on the field.
And these
in those 60 minutes.
And these two teams don't share a community, don't even share a county. But the fact that you can come together in one group, one mind like that is very strong. Back to the conference stuff. Is there any of these teams in the region that would even give midfield or Fultondale a run for the money?
The only team that came close to giving midfield a run for their money was this team that lost tonight. It was a 30-36 loss. So that's the closest a team has touched midfield or Fultondale. Fultondale is just lights out of everybody that they played so far, undefeated in the conference, but they've got one loss now. We have to check that midfield game because they're going against each other right now.
Yep.
You know, Josh and Dylan, I would say this. Both of these two teams that we saw here tonight are very dangerous teams.
Yeah.
They are wildly unpredictable.
Oh, absolutely.
I have seen Pennington look tonight. They looked like a small college team. Mm-hmm. And then again, I've seen them look really not very impressive
right. In
this season. So, you know, on a good night, could Pennington play with a team like midfield? I don't know. But it would be interesting to find out.
I would.
And we will in a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's been a good game. It was far closer than the scoreboard indicated. Holly Pond giving them the best that Holly Pond could throughout the first half, into the start of the second half. But then, really, the bleeding got to be too much.
It did. This was a very physical game.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we saw some hard runs by Blythe on out of the Pennington backfield. We saw some big hits from the Pennington defense, and those started to add up. And at the end of the game, I think attrition started to affect that Holly Pond Bronco team. And some of their players that they were relying on weren't at 100%, which some of them weren't on the field at all.
Right, right.
So at this point, as it looks like if everything holds, we'll give you some updates real quick from around the region. Addison over Tanner, 43-18 in the fourth quarter. Also in the fourth quarter, Winston County leads Cold Springs in a real shocker, 40-8. Muscle Shoals over Coleman, 40-17 in the fourth quarter. Fairview over West Morgan, 32-14. While Good Hope in the fourth quarter over Haleyville, 23-7. Final score again, 28-0, J.B. Pennington. Vinemont 26, Locust Fork 16. and Dora 50, West Point 22. No final scores except for this game right now, so if everything holds and Vimont beats Locust Fork tonight,
yeah,
that propels them from 1-2 region to 2-2 region, right, where Holly Pond was at. Holly Pond 2-3
now, right? So,
so that'd put them one game behind
Pennington now, 3-1, if I'm correct. One. So it's
Vimont next week. Pennington will go on the road. I feel that Vimont. Well, okay. Before I get into my Vimont spiel, Pennington lacks consistency, like you said, Chris.
They do,
and they've had nights where they've played incredible. Like
have
we just
they?
Saw.
Have
still have to leave the stadium.
Have they? Do they? Do they really lack consistency? Because really, the only place that they've lacked lacked any consistency is with their out of conference games. So you know,
right,
it's that time of year. You focus only on your conference
right
game.
Well, if you're gonna have some,
they're a short step behind midfield.
Sure, if you're gonna have some consistency problems, that's where you want to have them.
Right.
There's one team I'm looking at, even though it's non-conference, but should have been probably a win, was Susan Moore.
Oh.
It was. That was so. I was here for that game. It was a close game. It went down
seven
to overtime.
Points. Oh, did it?
Well, it was a 7-point game, but from what I was told, there was a missed call in that game. You know, Blythe was averaging about 7 yards a carry that night. He was having one of his best games. It got down to, I want to say, about a minute and 30 seconds left. They're in the red zone, fourth quarter. It's fourth down, and I believe it was two. And everyone in the stadium was thinking, okay, they're going to hand it off to Blythe. He's going to pick up the first down. We're going to drive on down, at least get a field goal, and go home winning.
Right.
Apparently, the wrong play card got put up. This was what I was told by some members of the team. The wrong play card got put up, not what the coach called, and the players on the field ran the play that was signaled in.
Right, right.
And it was a pass play. They lost 15 yards.
Bummer.
End up going into overtime, and they lose the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, this team can be dangerous. But, and I'm saying this as a fan of
them. As a fan.
I want to see them put it together more consistently.
And I really think they have at this point. I don't look to see unless they line up against a Fultondale or a midfield kind of thing. I really don't think you'll see those problems from here out. I think this late in the season, Pennington's starting to work like a well-oiled machine. We saw it clearly tonight. Not that many penalties, not that many mistakes, not nearly as many mistakes as we saw Broncos put together tonight. I think Pennington may be the team to follow.
Well, I mean, now into my little Vimont spiel now.
Yeah.
They're kind of just in the same boat.
Yeah.
Some days it's there, some days it's not for them.
Right.
So could next week be their night? They're having a big win against Locust Fork. If that holds up, I mean, of course, Locust Fork's not the, you know, no offense, but
no.
the most prominent team in the region. But, you know, with Vimont, if they can keep it up at home, then that's a big win for them, and that kind of keeps Holly Pond alive if Holly Pond can beat them.
Guys, I'll add this. I poked my head in the next broadcast booth over to our neighbors to the south. Believe it or not, 95.3, so they're kind of our neighbors on the dial, too. But they did say that out of all of the J.B. Pennington games that they've seen this year, that tonight was their best executed game.
For sure.
Thought I would add that.
I've got to agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe it'll take some off-air deliberation. I'm sure we'll have our own arguments there. This conference is definitely one to follow.
It's exciting.
Yes, we've gotten so much out of it already.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
I've got an update from Vimont now. 26-23. Locust Fork's getting close.
Oh, no. They scored 9.
We might need to pack up and hurry up and go down Highway 79.
It's only about a 15-minute drive, but very interesting one.
My team to watch from tonight, Good Hope as well.
Yeah,
Good Hope 23-7 final score against Haleyville. That's a big game to watch. Good Hope having that one loss to Northside. Mm-hmm. but probably our playoff team to watch this season.
I really think it is. You know, Good Hope is one that we followed early in the season. They carried the undefeated banner as long as any other team in Coleman County. And you know, that Northside, we did a little bit of studying on that Northside loss, and Northside's a really strong team this year. Everything that I could find on them pointed is straight to the playoffs. So no doubt see them out of that conference. That, you know, that conference, another good one to watch.
I was shocked, you know, when they lost to that Northside team, because, you know, we called a game there just a couple of weeks prior to that, and they were so solid.
Yep.
Like, in every phase of the game, there was nothing that jumped out at you that you said, okay, well, they need to improve on that. Everything that I was seeing impressed me.
And see, that's something that's fascinating to me. Like, every team that we've followed so far this season has had all the talent they needed. It's really come down to execution, right? So tonight we see Pennington using the best of their talent they had. We saw quite a bit of talent on Holly Pond's side, but they did not execute it properly, right?
Poor the Auburn game last Saturday.
Absolutely like the Auburn game last Saturday. You know, as much as the game changes from place to place to teams that you look at, it's really all the same. It's not what talent you have, but how you use it.
Right. And, you know, tonight we saw a Pennington team go out against probably on paper at least a better Holly Pond team. They got them out of their comfort zone. They forced them to play their game.
Yeah.
You know, and the next thing you know, Holly Pond is reacting to Pennington. And now Pennington's, you know, racking up scores because they're playing their ball game. If you get this Pennington team down by 14, they're going to struggle.
Right.
You know, they're not a team that's built to come back. But they're sort of like one of the old Alabama teams that we saw years ago. You know, once they get a lead, they're like an anaconda. They just tighten and tighten and tighten until you don't have any life left.
So, to continue this next week conversation, what's if Vinemont pulls out now a pretty close win over Locust Fork, surprised us all.
Could be the game of the week.
Maybe so. What does that bring? What does that bring the conference schedule to for Vinemont?
Well, that would mean
3-2.
That would mean that'd be a 3-2 conference.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So they'd be 2-2 with a win against Locust Fork.
Against Locust Fork, so they're right on the bubble.
So they need to beat Pennington next week. But if they beat Pennington next week and Holly Pond beats Vinemont, Holly Pond's back into the picture because they'll look at, you know, wins. They're going to say Pennington beat Holly Pond here, but Holly Pond beat Vinemont and beat Pennington and beat Holly Pond. So
if
that made no sense, it'll make more sense because there's people in Montgomery that are coming up with these things right now.
Yeah.
Well,
and
right now what it sounds like from a football fan's perspective is we've got a bulletin board with little pins and strings
red
going
strings.
Everywhere.
Exactly
everywhere.
What it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. And hopefully by this Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we will have circled something on that board.
Something to the north, something to the south. We don't know.
Who knows? I really don't know. But you're at this point in the season where things really have to either start happening or folks fall off. And we've seen two teams tonight that really are both on the bubble, coming into the same stadium. So, Holly Pond could make something of the season still, and Vinemont, you know, whether they win or lose here against Locust Fork, very well still could make some headway in their season. But
we'll keep watching that one if we can get you an update before we go off air.
Yeah, it's quite the interesting lineup. I'm really amazed this week at how close things turned out. You know, I figured Locust Fork would fall off in the second half if they didn't run with it early. Then it was over. You know, the morale falls off so hard on that team.
Well, yeah. So we've just been talking for no reason now. 30-26, Locust Fork over Vinemont.
No way, final
quarter.
Whoa.
So still going. Still going.
Congratulations.
Four point lead.
No, it's still going. It's not
still
final.
Still going.
Oh, I thought it
four
was
four point lead.
Wow. You know, on one hand I get bragging rights, but on another hand, you know, Coleman team that we follow might be choked out through it, so I'm kind of at the in between. But we've got a lot to talk about off air.
We've got till Tuesday to figure that out.
That's
we'll get
right.
it to you.
But I think we've run our mouths as much as I can
we've
come
gotta,
up with.
We've got to get home. It's a 30-minute drive for some of us. And
that's right. About
five,
15 minutes
five minute
for me.
Well, You know, it was an excellent game. It was a fun game.
It really
game.
Was.
It really was.
You know, I always enjoy it, guys, and look forward to the game next week.
Absolutely. Right. It's been a good a good time tonight, and I appreciate the two of you sharing the booth with me tonight. Look forward to whatever the decision's going
to
be.
Glad to share the booth with you two tonight, too, as well. That'll do it for us here. Catch replay of the game here in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95. But until then, until Tuesday on Prep Sports Live, that'll do it for us. For Josh Lawler and Christopher Greer, good night. Have a safe travel home. As final score 28-0, JB Pennington wins at homecoming. Thank you for tuning in to Friday Night Live. We'll see you again next week.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show,